Ops having some issues, but we are here for Suhai Hockey as the Blue Devils take on the Houghton Gremlins. Here for Blue Devil Hockey here today. To be the best, you have to beat the best. It's like when you're a kid and you had that snow hill and you had to play King of the Hill as you were a youngster and you always had to beat the biggest guy, the strongest guy to be able to get to the top of the hill. Well, that's what Suhai's tried to do today, I think, as they take on the number one ranked team in Division number 3 in the Houghton Gremlins. And that is the case here today. And with that, good Saturday afternoon, hockey fans. I'm Dave Watson, alongside my partner today. You've heard him many times before, Mike Boucher with us. And Boo Boo, here we are. It's Houghton and Suhai in high school hockey at the Lakeview Arena for a trip to Plymouth in the state semis on the line today.
Yeah, absolutely, Dave. This should be a good one. As you mentioned, the Houghton Gremlins, we don't know a lot about them. A few names have popped up or surfaced, one being their goaltender. Mr. Lee there, Bryant Lee, is outstanding. But on the other end of the ice, we'll see another fantastic goalie that's had a wonderful season here for Suhai, and he was outstanding the other night against the Marquette Sentinels in a 3-0 win, and that being Cam Labadie. I think you're right, Dave. We have talked about this, and it's going to come down to goaltending. And I've always said, I've been around this a little bit for quite a while and around some junior hockey, and had a couple national championships at the junior level with the Fairbanks Ice Dogs organization, and it comes down to goaltending, and that's going to be a big thing tonight. The other thing is you're going to have to come into the game with a little bit of both teams, I think, will be feeling each other out a little bit early on in the game, and you just can't grip your stick too tight, and you just got to come and play, do what you did all season, make plays, and the team that makes the least mistakes is probably going to come out the winner here. And I think this will be a dandy of a hockey game here with those two teams. And the Sioux's had some, you know, what I've liked about the Sioux all season as I watched them sporadically against some teams at the showcases is they do have a balanced attack. You just never know who's going to show up. Two games ago against the team from Manistique, a guy that wasn't on the scoreboard a lot all season, but he showed up to play, and that was the bell boy. Had a couple goals there for the Sioux. So you just never know who's going to show up for the Sioux, but I think it's going to take a team effort tonight, and or this afternoon, sorry, and we're going to have to, they're going to weather some storms, and Cam Labadie is going to have to be strong in the net for Suhai.
How critical is that first goal? It could really set the tone.
Absolutely, Dave. That's going to be, you don't want to chase the game. Once you start chasing it, then that's when the mistakes come, and it even gets magnified more as the game goes on. So first goal is going to be absolutely crucial.
Lakeview Arena and Marquette here for this quarterfinal matchup here today. And you mentioned, Boo, about guys stepping up. You know, Ryan Jackson scoring that first goal the other night, a kid that's worked really hard, improved as the season went on. He scored that early goal, and that's a kid that hasn't had a lot of goals, but fourth-line guy, and he put the puck in the net, just like you were saying. Guys stepping up, you know, that you want to at the right time, and that is an example there, as that was a huge goal for Suhai early on. It set the tone on Thursday against Marquette.
Yeah, absolutely. We notice a lot of guys all season long. Garrett Gorsuch has been an ongoing player for Suhai all season, and there's several others. I mean, I could go down the list. You just never know, but hopefully they all show up today for the big game, because you have to. There's no tomorrow, as they say, so leave it all on the ice. That's what you have to do today.
Division 3 quarterfinals. We will take a two-minute timeout, come back with more of the Faceoff Show. Dave Watson and Mike Boucher from the Lakeview Arena. It's Suhai and Houghton. Settle in. Should be a dandy on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Lakeview Arena in the Division 3 quarterfinals, Suhai getting ready to take on the Houghton Gremlins here in this quarterfinal matchup. I'm Dave Watson. Mike Boucher is with us. And Boo Hibbert, our broadcast engineer. We have two Boos with us. Boo from the Sioux. And, of course, little Boo. We got Boo Hibbert with us running our variable resistors. The Houghton Gremlins on the campaign, 23-2-2. Suhai, 21-5-1 on the year. Houghton, and looking at their statistics on the regular year, Michael Millett, their top player for Houghton, 27 goals, 15 assists, 42 points. Connor Urko had 12 tallies, 25 assists. Jace DeFord, 16 goals, 19 assists, good for 35 points. Connor Rafali had 9 goals, 20 assists, 29 points. Netminding, Bryant Lee is a dandy, 16-2-2, sparkling goals against at 1.20, saves percentage at 0.945 for Houghton. Teams of interest in action tonight, other half of the Division III bracket. The Bay Area Reps take on the Alpena Wildcats in Gaylord at 1 o'clock. Bloomfield Kingswood, as that's Cranbrook, taking on Riverview Gabriel Richard at the Yak Arena in Wyandotte. 1:30 puck drop there. And the winner will get the winner of that one will get the winner between Orchard Lake St. Mary's and East Grand Rapids. Of course, the winner of this game will get the winner of the Bay Area Reps Alpena game in Plymouth at 11 a.m. at the USA Arena in the Friday state semifinals. And Mikey Boo, when you look at today's game here, if you were to take two keys here for Sioux High, what would it be as far as in your estimation?
I would have to say, Dave, as we discussed, and you can say it on and on again, you have to score first in this game. You can't chase the game, and because that's when you start making mistakes. And but you can't panic if it does happen. But I think it's imperative to get on the board first. Whether it's in the second period, whatever time it is, you need to get on the board first.
The Blue Devils taking on Marquette here. We want to, of course, say hello to the our buddies at the Sioux AAA Indians, Zeke Canisto, Dapper One, Dan Lasley, Pookie Bear, Marty Picaro, Big Daddy, Rick Corbiere. Of course, the Jer Bear, Jerry Harwood, a cast of thousands on hand there as they are down in Taylor at the State AAA tournament. And they're playing tonight at 8 o'clock against the Oakland Junior Grizzlies. They're 1-1 in that tournament. They beat Big B Coffee Thursday at 4-3 down in Taylor. They lost 5-0 to Fox Motors from Grand Rapids yesterday. So they have to win tonight to get to the state semifinals. They'll play at 8 o'clock in Taylor downriver. And, of course, downriver from Detroit. And good luck to the Indians in that state tournament. The state AAA is going on there. 1-1 so far are the Sioux Indians in that state tournament. And good luck to the boys as they will be in action tonight against the Oakland Junior Grizzlies. Houghton Gremlins will come out of the locker room, as does Sioux High. Blue Devils in their road blue uniforms with the white trim, the white numerals, the white lettering, the white helmets for Sioux High with the blue and white hockey pants, blue and white hockey gloves, blue and white hockey socks. Houghton in their traditional home whites with the black and orange lettering and numerals with the black helmets for the Gremlins. And, of course, says Houghton across the front of the jerseys there. Actually says Gremlins with the numerals on the front of the jerseys, numerals on the side and on the back as well, as the Blue Devils will move from right to left as seen on your radio dial to start this game. Head coach Rick Mackey, assistant coaches Rich Roach, Rodney Wilcox, and the Z-Man, of course, Zach Ellis will be running the gate down there. And Matt McLeod, the Blue Devil hockey trainer, is here as well, as it's Sioux High and Houghton with a trip to the semifinals on the line. This is the Division III quarterfinals here at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Good contingent from Houghton. A lot of folks in the Sioux making the three-hour John across M28 as well here to the Lakeview Arena for tonight's, this afternoon's game here, a 1 o'clock puck drop between the Blue Devils and the Gremlins. Sioux High defeated Marquette Thursday to get here at the Big Bear Arena, 3-0. Lobity so far has only given up one goal in this tournament. That was against Manistique in the first round. Houghton defeated Hancock by a score of 4-2 at the McKenna Center up in Houghton on Wednesday. Blue Devils played Thursday due to that winter storm that we had Wednesday. Cam Lobity in the net for Sioux High gets introduced. To the right of us, as Cam has been outstanding in this tournament. Back on the blue line for Sioux High, Corson Pace, and he will be lined up with Odin Medrick, a couple of good defensemen there. Medrick's a senior. Up on the forward line, Avery Wilson, number four. He'll be up on the forward line for Sioux High. Also up there will be number nine, Cam Gagnon, And number 13, Randon Blair, will start for the Blue Devils. Now the Houghton Gremlins starting lineup. Bryant Lee is in the net. He's a tremendous goaltender for this Houghton team. And Bryant in the net. He's been the top goaltender at Labadie all season long in any division in the state of Michigan. Of course, they were tied for a long time, or 1-2, jockeying for positioning and saves percentage. Number 4 for Houghton is going to be back on the blue line for the Gremlins, and that is Noah Kripke. And the Gremlins also up in the forward line, number 10, their top player, we talked about him, Mike Millett. He's a senior. Also number 15 out there is Jace DeForge. He's a good hockey player. And number 19 as well, Connor Arco. We will take a timeout, back in 2 minutes with the puck drop of this quarterfinal, Sioux High and Houghton, on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. Back at the Lakeview Arena here on 1230 WSOO, Sioux St. Marie. We're ready for the start of this quarterfinal high school hockey playoff game at the Lakeview Arena Marquette. Dave Watson, Mike Boucher, broadcast engineer Boo Hibbard, working our variable resistors, back at the Radio Sioux Studios, just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Today's broadcast is an exclusive presentation of 1230 WSOO and the MHSAA. Redistribution, retransmission of today's events without the express written consent of Sovereign Communications and the Michigan High School Athletic Association is strictly prohibited. We have our legalities out of the way. Let's play some hockey, boo-boo, as it's Houghton and Sioux High, and the drop of the puck goes to the Gremlins. It's Noah Kripke. Kripke gets it out the center, picked up there by Wilson. Avery Wilson for Sioux High, and the Gremlins dump it to the Sioux High blue line. It's Corson Pace on the backhand. He'll get it up to the right side across the blue line in the Gremlins' end. It's Cam Gagnon. Now the Gremlins with it. They'll bring it up the right side and dump the length of the ice in behind Labadie. It goes, picked up by Medrick. Now Odin Medrick on the backhand. Wilson. Wilson for Sioux High loses it, dumps it out the center, picked up by the Gremlins' Hudson Markham. Markham up ahead now over to Wyatt Jenkins. Jenkins dumps it to the Sioux High zone. Now here come the Blue Devils. Heading up ice up the left side. Pace dumps it in. Right wing corner goes for line chains. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Kennedy. Kennedy down and behind the net. Over to the left wing corner now. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Gremlins now will float it towards the net. It's knocked away there. Now Garrett Gorsuch goes after it. Gorsuch over in the left wing corner along the wall. He'll play it down and behind the Houghton net, picked up there by the Gremlins' Wyatt Jenkins. He'll dump at the center. It's shot right back out in the neutral zone. Cade Estritz loses it, and now back come the Gremlins. They'll bring it out. It's going to be Tappany bringing it in. Tappany back out to the point. There's a shot, and that's Labadie covering up. He'll get a whistle and a stoppage. 15:45 to go, opening period, no score.
Well, pretty even start here, Dave. Both teams kind of, as we said, probably feeling each other out here a little bit, trying to establish some zone territory and see where it goes from there.
Faceoff now will be to the right of the goaltender, and that's going to be Labadie in the Sioux High zone, or scoreless early on. Now down and behind the net, it's picked up there by K.O. Bell. Bell will lose it. Picked up there by Sioux High is now Chambers. Chambers to Gagnon. Gagnon trying to get out of the zone. He can't. It's held in by Houghton on the backhand. Chambers wheels it around to the left wing side of the ice. Now the Blue Devils try to get to it. Avery Wilson. Wilson to Randon Blair. Blair can't jostle around. It's picked up by the Gremlins. They'll dump it in. That's Noah Millett. He'll fire it in behind Labadie. Picked up there by Sioux High. Kale Bell. Bell on a stretch pass out to the neutral zone. It's shoveled out there by Randon Blair. Gremlins dump it right back into the Sioux High zone. Sioux High now trails back. Both teams trying to feel each other out. They haven't played against one another this season. Now Bell, long stretch pass. Gagnon lets it go. Off the dashers, goes through her line chains. That's an icing call on Sioux High. 14:58 to go in the opening period. Scoreless here in this quarterfinal. Now the faceoff will come to the right of the goaltender Labadie as he sees it. Ryan Jackson for Sioux High will oppose number 10, Mike Millett. Now for the draw taken by the Gremlins. Back to the left point. There's a shot. They score. Deflected in underneath the stick of Labadie. 1-0 Houghton. Gremlins get the 1-0 lead. It was deflected in, and they have the lead. I think Labadie was screened on that left point shot that came in.
Yeah, I think they'd hit a couple people in front there, Dave, but it was tipped, just a low shot, like you should shoot it from the point. But the key to that was losing the faceoff in your own zone. You have to win faceoffs in your own zone deep.
1-0 Houghton with the lead. They score the first goal. We'll get the as Arco gets the goal. Arco scores for Houghton. And 2:06 of the first period. Connor Arco with that goal. There's an icing call on the Gremlins as Connor gets the goal for the Houghton Gremlins to make it a 1-0 Houghton lead with 14:36 to go opening period.
Yeah, we talked about that, Dave, the first goal, but Michael Millette won the faceoff just cleanly right back to the point, and that was the key to that goal.
Millette with an assist on that goal. Faceoff to the right of the goaltender for Houghton, number 33, Bryant Lee, and it's taken there by the Gremlins. They'll dump it into the Suhai zone, and now here come the Gremlins, 2-on-1, walking right around the D. They send it in front. The puck goes down and behind the net. Now a loose puck. Lobity doesn't know where it's at as they stop play. Referee lost sight of it as well with 14:19 to go here in the period. Urko was walking right in there. We get a stoppage, 14:19 to go, 1-0 Houghton. 2:06 time of the goal, number 19 with the goal, Connor Urko, and Mike Millette with the assist for the Gremlins. Faceoff will come to the right of the goaltender Lobity as he sees it. Blue Devils will have Drew Adair to take the draw. He'll be opposed by number 12, Jack Sayin, a young sophomore. And Grady Hartman will be out there for Suhai. Jack Sober. Now the drop of the puck taken there. Whistle on the play. They'll do it all over again. Drew Adair and number 12, Jack Sayin for Houghton. And now it's taken there by Cade Estrich. Estrich down behind the net to Grady Hartman. Hartman now wheels around. He'll dance around, send it on the hard around up to Drew Adair. Now Adair loses the puck. He'll try to pick it up. It goes back down and behind the net. Picked up there by Suhai. Houghton holds it in, and they'll dump it down and behind the net now. And it looks like a whistle and a delay penalty coming up against the Blue Devils, and a slashing call here in the first period of play, sending the Gremlins to the power play, it appears.
Yep, Suhai going off for the slash, and you're right, Dave. So now they got to really work hard here to kill this one off.
3:03 time the call. Cade Estrich going off here in the first period. It's a slashing minor. They're up against it early on. Down 1-0 to this powerhouse, Houghton, and a power play for the Gremlins. Now down and behind the net, you do not want to go down two goals against Bryant Lee here in this vaunted Houghton defense. Now down low they go, they score up high, glove side.
Millette.
Beautiful play, Mike Millette. Nice tape-to-tape pass. That's beautiful execution by Houghton. They score on the power play.
Absolutely was, Dave. Cross-ice pass to Millette on the door mouth, and he went right up top with it. Can't take penalties, and you've got to defend well in front of your goal.
Millette scores. He assisted on the first one. Time of that goal will be 3:17. This is not how you wanted to start. Drop of the puck now taken by the Blue Devils. They'll play it on the dashers. Avery Wilson fires it down in behind Bryant Lee. Totals on the goal coming up. Mike Millette. And Millette gets the goal for the Gremlins. Kripke with the assist on that goal, I believe. And now he has the puck down and behind his own net, and he'll head it up the right wing side. Little tap pass. Millette walking right in. They are fast. Now Arco. Arco now backhands it well wide of the net. It goes in the left wing corner. Picked up by Suhai Gagnon. Gagnon fires it up to Blair. Blair goes through a line change. They dump it to center. Back come the Gremlins. It's Hudson Markham walking in, and he scores. And it's 3-0 Houghton just like that.
Oh.
Hudson Markham. That's one Cam should have had. And boo. Open up the gate because we might be heading to the woodshed early.
Yeah, that was just a shot on net, but he came in with some authority over the blue line and just let a shot go right on the ice where you should shoot it. And you're right, I think Cam Lobity would like that one back. Good gesture here by Coach Mackey to call a timeout right now. He's got a take the air out of the balloon here a little bit.
Well, the old Ron Mason move, you remember the legendary Michigan State coach, Ron Mason, always liked to use that timeout, even early in the game, to try to change momentum and take the crowd out of the game. He did it many times at the Able Arena against Lake Superior, and he'd use that timeout at any time of the hockey game. And I think this is a wise one, to your point, Boo, because to settle the kids down, you're down 3-0 now. I don't want to say insurmountable, but it's an uphill climb against the number one ranked team in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you pointed out, they skate well, they do. Their guys get up the ice. They don't monkey around. They move the puck quick out of their zone, and they get up through the neutral zone. So if anything else, they got to find a way to slow them down in the neutral zone.
3-0. Houghton scores. It was a goal for Hudson Markham from just inside the blue line. He just floated it in and went under the glove of Labadie and in the net. And a 3-0 Gremlins lead over Sioux High. Urko, Millett, and Markham, the goal scorers here. Time of that goal, 4 minutes for Houghton. Drop of the puck. Now, here's the totals. Hudson Markham. And now the Blue Devils walk right in. There's a shot, blocker save there. It goes up and out of play. Millett had an assist on that goal. 4 minute mark. Hudson Markham scores, and a good chance by Sioux High. The blocker saved by Bryant Lee. It remains 3-0. 12:45 to go in the opening period. Faceoff will be to the left of Bryant Lee as he sees it. Now Millett for the draw with Nick Wood. Taken there by the Gremlins, and Garrett Gorsuch holds it in out to the point now. Now Medrick, his shot blocked, didn't get through traffic. Now Medrick holds it in. Kennedy loses it. Now Nick Wood. Wood tries to pin the puck up against the wall and does. Now Garrett Gorsuch in there along with Wood, and now they'll jostle and dump the puck down and behind the net. Picked up there by the Houghton Gremlins, and they'll walk right in. Number 17, Raffilli. He'll dump it down. They're fast, and there's a quick shot saved by Labadie. It came from the right wing side. Jace DeForge. 12-12 left here in the opening period. 3-0. Houghton with the lead.
Yeah, within 5 minutes on five shots, there was three goals, Dave. But, just traffic in front. As we said, you got to get traffic in front of these goalies. One goal was textbook on that, and then a face-off loss in your own zone, and then the penalty power play goal.
Drop of the puck. It's shot in there by Oscar Peterson. It's cleared out. Here come the Blue Devils walking right in. Avery Wilson has a man moving to the net. Gagnon, there's a shot. It's right on the blue paint as Lee stopped it, but he didn't know where it went. And the Gremlins clear it out down and behind Labadie for an icing call with 11:55 to go in the opening period.
Well, good rush there by Sioux High. Got in. Avery Wilson was looking for the man going to the net, but good coverage defensively by the Gremlins, and he just took the shot, and I think a little chin music there for Lee hit him underneath the mask there and dropped in front of him. But
Brandon Blair for the draw. He wins it for Sioux High to the point. Dunbar the shot. That deflected around two players. Back to Estrich. He'll fire it in front. There's another chance. Shot kicked away. Another chance. Blair right into Lee, and he'll hang on with 11:44 to go in the opening period. Good opportunities there by the Blue Devils.
Good pushback here now by the Sioux. They've got lots of game left, but you got to establish some zone play here and get some shots on goal.
Faceoff will be to the left of Bryant Lee as he sees it. He'll be opposed, looks like, by Nick Wood. Wood wins it to Garrett Gorsuch. He'll roll up top. Gorsuch's shot is blocked, comes out to the neutral zone. Dunbar plays it on the hard around, down and behind Bryant Lee. Comes out to the right wing corner. Wood sends it in front. Now it's knocked away by Houghton. Wood plays it back to the point. Estrich. Cap pass over to Wood. Wood back out to the neutral zone. Trailing back is Dunbar to center. Now Jay will fire it in on Lee. It's cleared out by Bryant. Goes into the right wing corner. Kennedy there. Now Kennedy to Gorsuch. Back over to Kennedy. Kennedy can't play it. Cleared on the hurt around by Urko. Comes out to the right point. Trying to hold it in. Was Dunbar. And make it Millett. Fires it out to the neutral zone. Shot out by Sioux High out to center. Shot right back in by Raffilli. And now the Blue Devils come out to center. Gremlins with it. They'll dump it in. Now shot in by DeForge down to the right wing corner in behind Labadie. Sioux High plays it. Pass up to Drew Adair out to the neutral zone. Adair can't hang on. Now it's picked up there by Hartman, and a little freshman will fire it down in behind the Gremlin net. Picked up there by Houghton. It's Kripke with it. Noah Kripke. Kripke will play it up ahead. Back down and behind the net. They get it to Raffilli. Raffilli on the left wing side clears it out to center all the way across the neutral zone. Sue High after it. Ethan Chambers. He'll slap it out to the neutral zone again. Now back out to center. It's Jack Sober off the Dashers. He'll dump it down and behind Bryant Lee. 10:20 to go, opening period, 3-0 Houghton. Gremlins with the puck. They'll play it to Oscar Peterson. Peterson lofts it up ahead, and it's cleared the length of the ice. That's an icing call with 10:12 to go in the opening period. Since the timeout after the third goal to make it 3-0, Sue High seems to have settled down a bit, Boo.
Yeah, a few more shots, a little more zone play. Gremlins are pretty defensively sound in their own zone, though. They seem to... They fill the front of their net, that's for sure, so you don't get a lot of second-chance opportunity.
Now the face-off will be to the left of the goaltender, Bryant Lee, as he sees it. For the draw, Ryan Jackson fires into the corner. He hits the Houghton player. Grumman's get it out to center. They'll walk in right-wing side. They'll fire it in on Lobity, and he'll hang on. That shot coming from Tanner Flax, the senior, and a stoppage in play. 10:01 to go here in the opening period. 3-0 Gremlins. Face-off to the left of Connor or Cam Lobity as he sees it. Blue Devils changing up on a line. Houghton does as well. Mike Millett now for the drop of the puck. Or actually number 15, that will be Jace DeForge to take the draw. Millett's to his right. Now from the draw, shot deflected. Comes out to the point. Held in there, Jenkins. Wyatt Jenkins with it. Down and behind the net, they cycle it to Forge. DeForge down and behind the net, leaves it there. Chambers picks it up, and Ethan for Sue High lobs it out to center to Avery Wilson, who can't hang on. Picked up there by Hudson Markham. Markham tap pass to Forge, dumps it into the Sue High zone. Blue Devils will fire it out back out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by Houghton, and the Gremlins will trail back. This is Wyatt Jenkins. Jenkins dumps it in. Now DeForge walking in. Nice move, the shot, and that went well wide of the net. Came out to the point. Stoppage in play. Dead puck to call. 9:26 to go in the opening period. 3-0. Houghton with a lead here in the first period at this quarterfinal.
That was a great play by DeForge there to get that shot off. Good puck protection, and he just pulled it to the side and shot it. So these guys got some good stick skill also.
Faceoff now will be in the neutral zone of Sue High to the right of the goaltender Lobity as he sees it. Number 11, Jay Hallinan kicked out of the draw. And Hartman, or making Gorsuch, takes the draw for Sue High. It's dumped in by Houghton. Now the Blue Devils trail back. They'll bring it up ahead. Tap pass out to center. Loose puck, Kennedy. Kennedy now back out to the neutral zone. Picked up there by Houghton. Hallinan, he'll fire it in behind Lobity. Now it's Medrick. Medrick up ahead to Kennedy. Kennedy plays it out to center, trailing back. Number 17, Raffilli. Raffilli now loses the puck, picked up there by the Gremlins. This is Hallinan. Hallinan out to center. Big hit there on Gorsuch by Hallinan as they dump it down into the Sue High zone. Gorsuch brings it up ahead. Deflected pass into the Houghton zone. Picked up by Flax. Tanner Flax dumps it the length of the ice. Now going in after it, number 12. That's Jack Sayin. He'll lose it. Sue High dumps it to center. Picked up there by Kennedy. Kennedy working with Jack Rudak. Rudak going after the puck along with Jace DeForge. They jostle over there right at center ice in between the benches. Now it's picked up there by Gorsuch, and Gorsuch fires it into the Houghton zone. Picked up by Oscar Peterson. Peterson now out to center, cross the neutral zone, dumps it in. Trailing back is Jay Dunbar. Dunbar up ahead to Corson Pace. Pace now right wing side. Here come the Devils. Tap pass up ahead, just missing it was Hartman. And it's lobbed out the center. Dunbar fires it back in, off his skate, I should say. Picked up by the Gremlins, it's Oscar Peterson. Peterson, tap pass up ahead, works into Rudak. Rudak fires it in behind Lobity. Picked up there by Dunbar. Stretch pass left side across the blue line. Sober, backhander back in the Gremlins zone. Houghton trails back, Hudson Markham with it. Now Markham to DeForge, he'll tap it in, and here comes Houghton walking in Millett. Millett around the D, backhands it towards the net. It goes wide of Lobity, picked up now left wing side, over to the right wing side, Sue High with it, Drew Adair loses it, and there's Millett again. Now Millett down to behind the net, set it up front, pass just missed Arco. Here comes Sue High, now bring it out to center, comes off the Dashers, and it went up into the bench for a moment there, and get a whistle as they blow that puck dead. 7:27 to go in the opening period. 3-0 Gremlins.
Yeah, they're getting a few more shots now. That line with Millette, DeForge, they got a lot of speed. They're going to have to find a way to contain those guys.
Face off at center now. It's going to be Ryan Jackson for the draw, Jay Hallinan. And it's a one by the Gremlins. With the puck there is Cooper Leonard. He'll backhand it down and behind Lobity. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Ethan Chambers, long stretch pass, missed everybody. Now Suhai with it. Greeley overskates it. Hallinan dumps it in. Down and behind the Blue Devil net. Play to Cale Bell. Bell tap pass Chambers. Chambers on the hard around. He misses everybody on the right wing side. Trailing back after it, Connor Raffilli. Raffilli down and behind the Houghton net with the puck. 3-0 Gremlins here in the first. They'll bring it up ahead. Cooper Leonard gets hit by Cale Bell. Blue Devils dump it in. Eli Hills now coming out to play the puck. There is the goaltender, Bryant Lee. Lee now drops it off. Dumps it out the center. Random Blair with the puck. Now Blair. Blair tap pass up ahead. And it's picked up there by Houghton. And it's Noah Kripke. Kripke brings it up ahead now. Back out to the blue line. Comes out to the neutral zone. Corson Pace fires it in. Now picked up there by the Gremlins. Now Kripke. Kripke now up ahead to Cooper Leonard. He'll play it off the Dashers back into the Suhai zone. Loose puck now out to center. Picked up by Randon Blair. Now over to Cam Gagnon. Gagnon across the blue line. Tries to fire it in. It comes back out. Look out. Here comes DeForge. He'll walk right in. He'll try to get around three Blue Devils. DeForge dances in. Down to behind Lobity he goes. Now it's fired into the corner. Suhai with it. Blue Devils dump it back out to center. Trailing back. Number 19, Connor Urko walking right in. Urko around Medrick. The shot on the backhand. The rebound goes wide. Now Suhai tries to clear it out. Blue Devils back out to center. Tap pass now. Going to bring it in. Kennedy walks in. It's a man to his right. Wood. The shot a high riser. Well wide. It rolls out to the point. Pace tries to hang on. He can't. Look out. Markham walking right in. Now make that Millette. My apologies. Millette on the backhand pass. Misses everybody. Suhai brings it up. Here comes Wood. Wood trying to get around two Gremlin players. Now he'll retreat back to his blue line. Drops it off to Gorsuch. Gorsuch can't hang on to the pass. Chops at it right at the goaltender Lee, who hangs on. 5:22 to go, opening period. 3-0. Suhai trailing Houghton.
Oh, we're starting to get a little up and down action here now. Suhai getting a few opportunities, but no real great A's yet. They just need to move the puck around a little bit offensively here and look for some shots on goal.
Now the drop of the puck taken there by the Blue Devils as they will fire it down in, back in behind the net. And now they'll work it back in. There's a shot, and now there's a shot. It goes just wide. Back down and behind the net now. Now it's Kennedy. Kennedy down and behind the net, works it to the right wing corner. Now up ahead, comes out the center. Now picked up there by Wood. Wood to Gorsuch. Gorsuch loses it. Gorsuch gets it back. Gorsuch into the left wing corner. Picked up there by number three, Markham. Markham loses it. He gets it back. Hudson Markham now up ahead to number eight, Tappany. And Tappany fires it in over to the right wing corner. Now it's picked up there by Suhai. Houghton gets it back. And the Gremlins try to clear it in. It's going to be number 13, Noah Millette. And Millette will lose it. And it comes back out to center. Picked up there by Kripke. He'll turn it over. Now it's going to be Dunbar. He loses it. Look out. Here come the Gremlins walking in. Sayan. Sayan cuts from right to left. Tried to send it up front. There's a shot. Lobity makes a save. And now the Blue Devils bring it out. It's held in at the point by Houghton. It's Raffilli moving it in. Raffilli dumps it into the right wing corner. Rolls out to the point. Now Sober goes after it. Kripke holds it in. Drops it off now. And there's a chance. Raffilli, he'll lose it. It's tapped out the center by the Blue Devils. Houghton trails back with under 4 minutes left here in the period. Now Houghton with the puck. Whistle on the play. There's a delay offsides. 3:54 to go. Opening period. 3-0. Gremlins with the lead. Back at the Lakeview Arena here in Marquette. 3-0 Gremlin lead in this quarterfinal matchup. Blue Devils down 3-0 here in this one. And now it's brought up now by the Gremlins. Back out to center. And it's fired in by Houghton. Down in behind Lobity it goes. Picked up there by Suhai. They'll play it off the Dashers. Gage Greeley in his own zone. Greeley tries to bring it up. He's hit there at the blue line. Shot right back in. Cale Bell. Bell with the puck in his own zone, up ahead. Now Gage Greeley. Greeley gets through traffic. Now Greeley in the neutral zone. Leaves it there for Hartman, who will backhand it into the Houghton zone. 3:20 to go, opening period, 3-0 Gremlins. Houghton with the puck. Tap pass up ahead. Back to the point. Bell holds it in, and Kale will fire it in the right-wing corner. Picked up there by the Gremlins. They'll dump it on the hard around up ahead, and it's shot out there by the Gremlins with 3 minutes and change left in this opening period. Blue Devils get the puck up ahead. Avery Wilson. Wilson fires it in down and behind Bryant Lee. Picked up there by Sue High, and they'll get it to center. Trailing back is Medrick. Medrick tap pass up ahead. Blue Devils try to head up ice. Now it's Gagnon. He'll fire it in. Picked up there by Houghton. It's going to be Wyatt Jenkins. Jenkins with the puck. He'll leave it there. Now Millett. Millett up ahead. Tap pass now back out to center. DeForge quickly brings it across the blue line. Millett's to his left. And now drop pass to the trailer. Arkle, a shot. Big save by Lobity. Blue Devils clear it out. Avery Wilson gets it out to center. 2.5 to go in the period. 3-0 Houghton. Gremlins with the puck. Suhai gets a change. Erko now right wing side across the blue line. He's walking right in. Now Connor Erko drops it off. Now lob pass knocked away. Here come the Devils. Here's a chance. Gorsuch has a trailer. He walks right in. The shot. Big save. Bouncing puck in front. Houghton knocks it away. Millett. Millett now down in behind the net. That one went right off the near the headgear of Lee. Now over to the left corner. They feather it in front. Nobody home. Back out to the point. Estrich is there towards the slot. They score! Kane Estrich up top. They screen Lee. 3-1 hockey game.
Well, that's what you got to do, Dave, is just take shots at the net. And it was a good play by Gorsuch to get the puck in deep. And then it just rimmed around to Estrich at the point, and he just let a wrister go at the net. And that's what you got to do, get pucks on the net and traffic in front. And it went straight in past Lee.
It's a big goal there for the Blue Devils to get on the board.
Absolutely, there. That's what the doctor ordered if you're Sue High right now.
15:01, time of the goal. Kate Estrich with the tally for Sue High. And that's a goal for Cade to make it a 3-1 hockey game. Now here come the Gremlins walking in from the right wing side, and Lobity makes a save as Jack Sayin had a great chance. He tried to go to a tight window, and Lobity makes the save.
Yeah, you got to limit your turnovers in your own defensive zone, and that's what that was right there. And Sayer walked right in on Lobity.
Face-off now to the right of Lobity as he sees it, or to the left, I should say. Now the Blue Devils down and behind the net. Loose puck in front. Gremlins get it in between the circles. Suhai jostles after it. They pick it up, and the Devils try to get it out to the neutral zone. Cam Gagnon. Gagnon at his own blue line. Gagnon loses it. Gremlins get to it, and they'll try to walk right in with it again. Loose puck comes out to the left wing side. Blue Devils with it. It's going to be Wilson. Avery Wilson fires it down in behind the Houghton net with 1:10 to go here in the period in a 3-1 hockey game. Gremlins by 2 goals. Here comes Houghton walking right out for the right wing side. It's Tappany again in between the circles. A shot. Loose puck in front. They crashed, and Lobity underneath makes the save as a little extracurriculars after the play. Several players involved. 1:01 left here in the period. 3-1 hockey game. Gremlins with the 2-goal lead. Lobity with a big stop. Faceoff will be in the Suhai zone, as they will separate the players and they'll skate away.
Cooler heads will prevail on this one, Dave.
To the left of Lobity as he sees it. And it will be DeForge for the draw for the Gremlins. Gorsuch or Suhai, one by Houghton. Gremlins back out to the point. They'll get it over to Kripke. They'll set it in front. DeForge a shot, another chance. It's Millett there, knocked away by Lobity. Now they get it out down into the corner. It's picked up by Suhai. Gorsuch fails to clear, holding at the point. Under a minute to go in the period. Kripke tap pass over to DeForge, the shot. The rebound, another chance. And Arco's shot was blocked. Suhai fails to clear, comes out to the point. 35 seconds left in the period. Now Kripke trails back to center. He'll dump it in. As it's fired in, we get a delay off sides with 30 seconds to go here in the opening period of play. And they'll call that an icing, actually, I believe. Face off all the way back down in the Houghton zone.
I think they went with intentional there. Dave Millett was caught behind the net, and they fired it in. I think if you're way deep like that and fired in, it's an intentional offside. But
I gotcha.
Yeah, that's, I think, believe what happened.
Why
there.
They have the draw down in the Houghton zone.
Yeah, you pointed all the way down with it.
Face off to the right of the goaltender, Bryant Lee. And it's won there by the Gremlins down and behind the net now. Jenkins loses it. Nick Wood with it. 20 seconds to go in the period. Kennedy in front. And it's knocked away there by Jack Sayin. Sayin up ahead now. They'll work it to Hallinan. Hallinan walks in right wing side. 12 seconds left of the period. Shot goes down and behind the net. Loose puck out to the circles. A shot well wide. It goes down and behind the net. Now the Gremlins trying to hold it in. Suhai needs the buzzer to sound here. We're going to get a whistle. Delay penalty coming up here, it appears. Stoppage of play. 1.7 seconds to go in the period of a 3-1 Gremlins lead. And DeForge is going to go off here. So DeForge is off. 2-minute penalty to Jace DeForge. Roughing call to Jace DeForge that will carry over to the second period. Number 15, Jace DeForge. Time of that penalty will be 16:58, we'll call it. 16:58, DeForge. Roughing call is called, so that basically this power play will start at the start of the second period with 1 second off it, so they'll have a minute 59, so technically a carryover, but it really isn't. The late John Bell, who his birthday's coming up, would always, oh, David, I hate those carryover penalties. You lose momentum. But in this case, you have basically the whole power play coming up. It's 3-1, Suhai trailing Houghton. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back with the first period scoring summary. A 3-1 Gremlins lead. Suhai will have a power play to start the second period. They'll have 1:59 on that roughing call on Jace DeForge. We'll be back in 2 minutes. The scoring summary, Boone's analysis of that period, much more. 3-1, Houghton leads Suhai. You're listening to Blue Devil Hockey from Marquette on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to the Lakeview Arena in Houghton. It's the Division III quarterfinals, and it's 3-1 Suhai right now with the lead over, or rather with the deficit, Houghton with the lead. Gremlins 3-1 over Suhai. Here's the scoring summary of the first period of play. Houghton would score early at the 2:06 mark. Connor Urko from Mike Millett at 2:06 even strength. There was a blocker side shot, 1-0, the Gremlins with the lead. And then Houghton would score again at 3:17 on a goal by Mike Millett. And assisting on that goal would be Nora Kripke. It'd be go up over the shoulder to the right side of Lobbity, 2-0 Gremlins. And then at the 4-minute mark, that was a power play goal, by the way, that goal by Millett. And then even strength goal at the 4-minute mark, scored by Hudson Markham. He'd walk right in from just inside the blue line, float the puck in. Lobbity should have had it, went under his glove and into the net. And Mike Millett would have the assist on the goal. Millett so far, 2 assists and a goal. He's factored in into every goal for Houghton and a 3-0 lead. Then Cade Estrich with a goal for Suhai at the 15:01 mark. Critical goal from the right point, floated in. They screened the goaltender, Bryant Lee, didn't even see it, over his glove, and it's a 1-0 hockey game as Suhai has the lead here, or rather had the goal to cut into the Houghton lead, and it's a 3-1 Gremlins lead at that point. And then a penalty to Jace DeForge for Houghton, their first penalty of the hockey game at the 1:59 mark, and that, or rather at 1:59 left in that power play for Suhai, and it was right at the end of the period. And time of that penalty was 16:58 for Houghton. So Suhai has a power play down 3-1 going into the second period. And Mikey Boucher rejoins me now. And Boo, you know, if you're Suhai, you're down 3-1, but a golden opportunity to cut in the lead even more to get it down to 1 with a power play with most of it, the majority of it will start here at the second period when you come out of the locker room.
Oh, for sure, Dave. It's a great opportunity to get some momentum back in the hockey game for Suhai. They seem to come out, well, as they say, they forgot to get off the bus to start the game. And, you know, a couple good breaks, though, on the part of Houghton. A good face-off win by Millett back to the point shot and a tip in there by Arco on the first goal. And then this immediately after, Suhai shorthanded on the penalty kill, and another great play. They just moved the puck around and made a good shot. It was Millett from the side doorstep, and he just went right under the bar with it. He's a nice hockey player, great skater, and he's got some great stick skills. So he's going to be an ongoing concern the whole game for Sioux High. And then immediately following that, within a five-minute span, you had the defenseman Hudson Markham just skating up center just to stall time, it looked like, with the puck, and he walked over the blue line and let a nice wrist shot go about 6 inches off the ice and beat Cam Laverty. And as you said, he would like to have that one back. And now you're down 3-0, 5 minutes into the game on five shots on goal. But the Sioux High responded nicely later on in the period, got some opportunity, and now they're starting to come along and get some more scoring chances. And just what the doctor ordered, as we say, on the Cade Esrich goal, just off the boards, a good pressure by the Sioux offensively, and the puck got rimmed around, and Esrich pulled it off the wall and just took a wrist shot at net, and that's what you do when there's traffic in front, and ended up in the back of the net and straight in. It was a seeing eye puck and a good shot by Cade Esrich. So now we got a 3-1 score here with a power play for some possible momentum early on in the second. I still have concerns with that line of Millett, DeForge, and Arco. They're going to be a going concern for Sioux High. They all skate well. They all got great stick skill, and Millett especially, he drives that force. When he gets the puck offensively, he makes some really good skills, and he's got a great IQ for the game. So Sioux High is going to have to be aware of him on the ice. And the other two lines, the Sioux matches up very well with. I think they may have an advantage there on one line, just watching what I've seen here in this first period for the hockey game.
Shots on goal in that first period of play, 13-9 in favor of Houghton, and 10 saves for Cam Labadie and 8 saves for Bryant Lee. The penalty situation, both teams had one penalty, a slashing call to Cade Esrich at the 3:03 mark. They scored on that power play. And also at the 16:58 mark, a roughing call that there's 1:59 left on that, and that's to Jace DeForge. And it's 3-1, Houghton with the lead after one period of play. We will take a 3-minute timeout and come back here to the Lakeview Arena for the start of the second period of play. 3-1, Houghton leads Sioux High in the quarterfinals here on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette for Blue Devil Hockey, Sioux High in Division III quarterfinals, down 3-1, Houghton 3, Blue Devils 1 after one period of play. Dave Watson, Mike Boucher back here at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Boo Hibbard working our variable resistors as our broadcast engineer back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Laker basketball is over on News Talk 1400 with the Pocket Rocket, 33-14. Laker women trail Wisconsin Parkside midway through the second quarter there. Congratulations to Mike Fitchner's Blue Devil boys basketball team, beating Boyne City in the district championship in Division II last night. They'll play in the regionals against Kingsford. They won 54-41 over Boyne City last night at the Sioux High Gym, and they will play in the regional semis in Region 9 D2 in Munising on Tuesday night. We'll have it for you here on Radio Sioux. Either the Pocket Rocket or somebody will be there. I will not be able to make the trek to Munising. I have other obligations, work obligations, so I can't head to Munising for that one. But if they get to the regional championship, I certainly will be in Gaylord for that on Thursday night. We'll have girls basketball Wednesday, district semifinals at the Sioux High Gym. Escanaba will take on Sioux High to open up the girls basketball district tournament. Here it's 3-1, Houghton leads Sioux High as we get ready for the start of the second period. Keep in mind there is still 1:59 left in that Jace DeForge penalty for Houghton, so Sioux High will have a power play to start this period.
I don't want to say it's imperative, but it may be imperative that they score on this power play, Dave.
Randon Blair for the draw for Sioux High. And now it will be Blair taking the draw for the Blue Devils. And Blair wins the draw. Now, or rather, Houghton does. And the Gremlins get it up and dump it into the Sioux High zone. Chambers on the power play up ahead to Pace. Pace tap pass, dumps it into the Houghton zone. Gremlins on the PK clear it out to center. Loose puck there, Corson Pace. Pace moves in. Now Pace dumps it in down and behind the net now. Picked up there and behind Bryant Lee. 3-1 Houghton, and Avery Wilson lost the puck. And on the PK, Houghton dumps it to the neutral zone. It was batted down there by Chambers. It was low enough, not a high stick. Randon Blair in the backhand. Fires it down and behind Lee. Picked up by the Gremlins. Chambers picks up the puck at the point. Drops it off now. Walking in as Pace slips off his stick, comes back out to the neutral zone, and they dump it in. Does Raffilli on the PK. We get a whistle, and they called that a icing call. Interesting. 16:11 to go here in the second. And they'll bring it back to, what are they calling here?
They're just going
to
face off at center. Yeah, he called the icing on the Gremlins, mean, yeah. And they were shorthanded, yeah.
Whoopsie.
He forgot there was only four guys on the ice for Houghton.
And there is hundreds of referees ready to tell them afterwards. Dropping the puck taken there by the Gremlins on the PK. They'll fire it into the zone. Picked up there by Suhai. Blue Devils bring it up. It's going to be Nick Wood. Wood now brings it in, weaving through traffic. Wood dumps it into the right-wing corner, down up behind the Gremlin net. Picked up there by Suhai. Blue Devils now chip it into the left-wing corner. Gremlins with the puck there. It's going to be Peterson. Peterson pinned up against the wall. Peterson loses it, and he'll clear it the length of the ice at 15:40 to go in the second period. 40 seconds left in the DeForge penalty in a 3-1 hockey game. Blue Devils with the puck. They'll bring it up on the stretch pass. Kennedy and whistle on the play, and that is an icing call. While the Blue Devils are on the power play with 33 seconds left on the door, DeForge minor, 3-1 the score. Houghton with the lead.
Yeah, that was a great penalty kill down there by Peterson. He just pinned the puck on the wall, and he pushed it along the wall until he bought enough time for himself to turn on his forehand and fire the puck all the way down.
Drop of the puck in the Suhai zone, taken by the Gremlins. Played there by Jack Sayin. Sayin dumps it down and behind Lobity, picked up there by Kale Bell. Bell now, tap pass over it goes. Here come the Blue Devils, Corson Pace weaving through traffic. Now Pace across the blue line, plays it off the glass, back to himself, back down and behind the net, it's Pace. Pace now with 10 seconds left in the DeForge penalty. Chambers at the point. He'll slap it cross ice to Bell. Bell in the slot, feeds it in front, nobody home. Now over to the right corner, Suhai holds it in. Pace down low. Now the Gremlins pick it up. They are at full strength now. One for one on the PK, and now it's Corson Pace. He'll dump it down and behind Bryant Lee again. 14:50 to go in the second. Full strength, both teams. 3-1 Houghton. They'll dump it into the Suhai zone. It's dumped out there by Kennedy. And now here comes Suhai. Kennedy moves in. Now Kennedy drops it off to Wood. Wood can't hang on. Knocked away there. Picked up there by the Gremlins. Two men breaking Markham. Markham DeForge the shot. Well wide. Loose puck. Cleared out by Suhai. It's Wood. Wood loses it. Urko with a shot just wide. He had Millett in front. And it goes in behind the net. Now it's Gorsuch. He'll feed it out to center. Trailing back for Houghton is going to be Jenkins. He'll dump it down and behind the net. Picked up by Chambers. 14:10 to go in the second. 3-1 Houghton. Now the Blue Devils on the pass. Misses everybody. It goes the length of the ice. Icing call. 14:05 to go in the middle period. 3-1 Houghton.
Yeah. Puck was right there. It was a good pass up on the wing, and Wood just plain missed it and went all the way down on the icing call here. So now it's a crucial face-off in their own zone, Dave.
Face-off to the right of, or make it to the left of Lobity as he sees it. It's Randon Blair for the draw, posed by Hallinan, and it's won by Suhai Estrich. Estrich loses it. Now picked up there by Flax. Tanner Flax dumps it into the left-wing corner. Now it rolls up top. Suhai loses it, and the Gremlins hold on to it. Flax. Flax has it backed out to the point, held in there by Peterson. Peterson fired it well wide of the net. Now Dunbar. Dunbar left side turns it over. Gremlins fired into the left wing corner. It was shot in by Cooper Leonard. Now it's Estrich. Estrich tap pass Gagnon. Gagnon, Randon Blair. Blair walking right in. Blair loses the puck and a good play in the back skate by Hallinan. Hallinan now clears it up ahead to Cooper Leonard. And Leonard turns it over. Suhai with it. Gagnon shot deflected just wide. Goes down low and behind the net. Gremlins up 3-1 here in the second. And Houghton gets it out to the neutral zone. Hartman falls down, turns it over. Here comes Hallinan. Hallinan now has it knocked away by Ryan Jackson down in behind the Suhai net. Picked up there by Cooper Leonard. The shot kicked away. Lobity rebound. Estrich tries to clear it out. It lobs up off the Dashers. And it's picked up off the rail by Hills. Hills fires it in, and it goes just in front of the goaltender, Lee. Fired right back out by Houghton. Now they'll bring it up ahead again. And now Sioux High will dump it down and behind the net. Picked up by the Blue Devils down in behind the Houghton net. Loose puck there. Now back out to the point. Now it's going to be Hills. Hills now. Back out it goes. There's a shot well wide. It goes into the corner. Now it's picked up there by Jackson. Jackson to Eli. Eli can't hang on. Now Houghton with the puck. Now the Gremlins try to get it out, and it's Garrett Gorsuch with it. Gorsuch weaves through traffic. Medrick tried to hold it in, and here's a breakaway. Millett's walking right into lob, and he shoots and scores. Stick side, 4-1 hockey game. Just like that, in a blink of an eye, that's how fast he is. And Millett walks in, 2 goals, 2 assists on the night.
Yeah, that's the last guy you want to see coming down on you on a breakaway, and he made him pay just right on the ice. Good shot by Millett, but I was a little concerned about Suhai's turnover there at the blue line. You just need to get the puck in deep behind the goal. You got to make them come the full length, 180 feet, every play. And, you can't mess around with it at your own blue line.
3:40, time of the goal, Millett. And an assist goes to Connor Raffelli, and it's a 4-1 Houghton lead. Now it's Nick Wood in his own zone to Kennedy. Kennedy back out across the neutral zone, taps it over to Gorsuch. Gorsuch to center, fires it in. It's cleared away there by the goaltender as Lee dumps it to the right wing corner. Kennedy goes in after it. Now Kennedy with the puck. Kennedy cycles it down low left wing corner. Kennedy fires it again back in behind Lee. Now the Gremlins with the puck. Now Houghton tries to bring it up ahead. It's Brody Donnelly. Donnelly turns it over. Gorsuch, his shot deflects into the left corner. Back out to the point, Cale Bell. Bell with the shot, it goes well wide. Down low into the corner now. Chambers rolls in on the wing. Tries to feed it in front. It's deflected in behind the net. Now Sioux High with the puck. There's a delay penalty call. The Houghton player tackled him like he was a running back going across the 15-yard line. It goes down low into the corner, and Sioux High will go on the power play. And a stoppage in play with 11:15 to go in the period. And going off will be number 3, Hudson Markham. As Markham will give the Blue Devils a power play here. Holding call to Markham. Markham took down the Sioux High player. They called it holding on that call. And a 5:45 time of that penalty for Markham here in the second period of play. Now Sioux High on the power play. They dump it out to center. Here comes Houghton. Houghton shorthanded. Two men breaking in. Feathered in front by Millett. A nice poke check with the stick by Lobity. They clear it back to the neutral zone. Picked up by the Gremlins. Houghton will bring it up ahead now. Raffelli, Connor Raffelli, and Raffelli will dump it down in behind Lobity. Picked up there by Sioux High. Chambers. Chambers to Pace. 10:40 to go here in the second. And a power play for Sioux High, and they're down 4-1. Across the neutral zone, Hallinan. Hallinan walking in, moves in from right to left, and his shot, a floater right in to the glove of Lobity. We get a stoppage in play. 10:29 to go here in the second. You would think Houghton's the one on the power play the way this has been going.
Yeah, we had really established no zone time here on the power play for Sioux High. They just they need to get the puck in over the line and set it up here, and they've been dumping it every play.
Right from the draw, Sain, his shot kicked away by Lobity. Now Dunbar. Dunbar brings it up ahead, a little tap pass to Gorsuch across the neutral zone. Garrett weaves through traffic, gets across the blue line, lost the puck, tries to pick it back up. We get a whistle and a stoppage in play with 10:14 to go here in the second. 59 seconds left in the Markham penalty. And called offsides, I think is what they called there. Face off to the right of the goaltender, Bryant Lee. In the Gremlins neutral zone. Gorsuch for the draw for Sioux High. And he'll be opposed by Mike Millett. Millett, big game here for him so far. Clubhouse leader for the prop, first star of the game. Millett weaving through traffic, gets across the blue line, dumps it back to his one, his defenseman over there, and now it's played by number 7, Jenkins, and he'll fire it in on Lobity. Now Dunbar goes after it. They turn it over, and a good chance there. Mileti couldn't get around to the puck, being hooked from behind, and Wood will get it back out to center, and now it's picked up by Sioux High in the neutral zone. Dunbar miscued, tried to play it to Gorsuch, gets it to Lobity. There's 25 seconds left in this power play. Now Wood brings it up ahead, and now Nick Wood dumps it across the blue line, and now it was shot in there by the Gremlins again. And Lobity will bring it up ahead to the left wing side. Gorsuch misses it. There's a shot cleared out. Goes down low. Picked up by Kennedy. Kennedy fires it into the Houghton zone. And now the Gremlins off the glass. Dumps it to the Sioux High blue line. And the Gremlins are 2-for-2 on the PK. Now Dunbar, as that penalty is over with, clears it in for an icing call with 9:06 to go here in the middle period. 4-1 Houghton.
Yeah, definitely not much going on in the power play there. Looked like you said, Dave, a little more of a power play for Houghton there. Great effort by Mileti again on the penalty kill.
Faceoff will be to the right, make it to the left of the goaltender Lobity as he sees it. And now Random Blair. Blair will oppose Jack Sand. And now down and behind the net, Cale Bell. Bell to Random Blair. Back it goes to Cale. Cale goes after it. He's jostling and hooked on to number 14, Tanner Flax. Gremlins with an on-angle shot. Lobity makes the save. Stoppage in play with 8:53 to go in the middle period. Faceoff will be to the left of Lobity as he sees it. Here at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Good contingent for the Sioux here. As the Blue Devils down 4-1 to the Gremlins with 8:53 to go in the second. Random Blair for the draw. And he'll be opposed by Connor Urko as DeFord's got tossed out of the circle. And the draw comes right to Lobity, and he'll cover up again. We'll do it all over again with 8:52 left in the middle period. Dave Watson along with Mike Boucher and Blue Hibbert, our broadcast engineer, back at the Radio Sioux Studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. As the Blue Devils will have the faceoff to the left of Lobity as he sees it. Nick Wood for the draw. And it's taken there by Cale Bell. Bell gets it back over to Chambers. Back to Bell. Bell turns it over. Picked up there by Sioux High, Garrett Gorsuch. Tap pass over, it goes to Wood. He can't hang on. Now Wood goes after it. Gremlins get it in behind the Sioux High net. Wraparound chance. The shot kicked away by Lobity. That was DeForge. And Kennedy picks it up. Kennedy gets it out to center. Picked up there by number 4, Kripke. He'll fire it back in and behind Lobity there. And now it's Chambers. Chambers down into the left wing corner along the wall. They'll go after it there as Chambers jostles and goes after the puck. And now it's picked up there along the wall into the corner. And now Sioux High Wood off the dashers. Back out to the point. Shot in there by Markham. They'll fire it in the left wing corner. Now Kennedy. Kennedy loses it and it goes up into the netting on a play. 7:57 to go in the second and a 4-1 lead for Houghton.
Well, you mentioned it in the pregame as we were watching them here, Dave, that Houghton looked like they played with some pace even in their warm-up drills. And, you know, they always say you play like you practice. They do play with some pace.
Yep. They're very fundamentally sound. They skate well because I told Boo, as Sioux High dumps it out across the neutral zone, I said to Mikey Boo, I said, they skated as they walk in. Three men, there's a shot kicked away. They skated and without the puck for about the first, I'd say, 5 minutes of their warm-up. And now the Gremlins set it in front, knocked away. That's all they did, skate up and down. And Medrick dumps it in and behind Lee. Icing call, 7:29 to go, second period, 4-1 Houghton.
Well, they always say in hockey, Dave, if you can't skate, you can't get the puck. So
yep.
That's the way I think.
And in any sport, it's about fundamentals.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're good at your fundamentals, you know, it starts fundamentals on up. Face off to the right of Lobity as he sees it. And Random Blair for the draw with Jack Sand. Taken there by Sioux High. Blue Devils with the puck. They'll bring it up ahead. Gagnon now back out to the point. Held in there. Raw Philly plays it down and behind the net, rolls along. Left wing side, here comes Sioux High. Avery Wilson has it poke checked away there. Kripke fires it in. Here come the Gremlins, three men, they have numbers. They drop it off, and it's knocked away. Gagnon, big break for Sioux High. Gagnon to Wilson. Wilson across the blue line. Wilson now around the D. He'll try to center it in front. Nobody home. Pass went behind Gagnon. Gagnon goes after it. Wilson comes up with it for the left slot. The shot well wide. It goes into the right corner now. Sioux High holds it in. Gagnon. Gagnon cycles it down and behind the net. 4-1 Houghton here in the middle period. 6:45 to go in the second. Sioux High with the puck. They'll cycle it down low into the corner. And down in the corner. Down and behind the net. Picked up there by Gorsuch. He'll lose it. Shot down off the dashers in behind the Houghton goal, or the Sioux High goaltender. Lobity plays it there. Gremlins go for a line change. Blue Devils a partial one. Now Dunbar stretch past center. They'll dump it back into the Houghton zone. Picked up off the high glass. Back out to center by the Gremlins. They'll try to fire it in behind Lobity. That's picked up there by Dunbar. Now over to the corner. Now it's Nick Wood. Wood now long pass up ahead. There's a race. The loose puck, Gorsuch gets there. He overskated it for a moment. Kennedy has it. Now Kennedy's shot is blocked. Now Evan wheels around down and behind the net. They'll play it back to the left point. Estrich plays it off his skate. A little tap pass off to Randon Blair. Make that Nick Wood. Now from the right point, Dunbar shot well wide. Now held in by Estrich. He'll lose the puck. Shot it right into the Houghton player. DeForge back out to center. Plays it at the blue line. Now it's Nick Wood. He'll play it back to Eli Hills, make that Dunbar. Dunbar fires at the length of the ice. It goes down in the right wing corner into the Marquette or the Houghton zone. Picked up there by Wood. Wood with the puck now. Now back down low it goes for Sioux High going after it. A couple different Blue Devils. Kennedy is in there. Now Kennedy battling along with the Houghton player as they jostle for the puck. We'll get a stoppage with 5:23 to go here in the second and a 4-1 Houghton lead. Faceoff will be in the Gremlins zone. Blue Devils will bring out Randon Blair along with Cam Gagnon, Avery Wilson, Chambers and Bell on the D. Now the draw back to Chambers at the point. He'll feather it in looking for a deflection. It goes down and behind the net, off the top of the net it is, and a whistle and a stoppage in play. 5:16 left, second period, 4-1 Gremlins. Randon Blair for the draw for Sioux High. Taken there by the Gremlins off the dashers. Goes all the way down the ice. Kale Bell trails back after it. Bell brings it up. Now Gagnon. Gagnon loses it. Gremlins with it. Back out to the point. Now it's picked up there by number 17. It's going to be Raffilli to send it from an odd angle, and Lobity hangs on. 4:56 to go in the second period. 4-1 Gremlins face off in the Sioux High zone here at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. A little bit after 2 o'clock on 1230 WSOO, Sioux St. Marie, the official radio home of Blue Devil Athletics. Sioux High hockey today in the Division III quarterfinals. Winner moves to Plymouth at 11 a.m. on Friday against the winner of the Bay Area Reps and Alpena Wildcats, being played right now as we speak in Gaylord. Now Nick Wood for the draw. Jack Sayin will oppose to the right of Lobity as he sees it. Now it's Chambers. Chambers of the puck. Chambers looking. Finds Wood. Wood down the backhand over to the left side. It's Cale Bell. Big hit there down and behind the net by Bell, or rather in the corner, I should say. Played off the glass. Kennedy in the neutral zone turns it over. Here comes Houghton. Peterson. Peterson, nice play to poke check it away there by Chambers. He'll fire it the length of the ice. Houghton now trailing back. Now played off the dashers and bring it up ahead. Noah Millett. Millett loses it. Picked up there by Millett again. Noah dumps it into the Sioux High zone. Shot out by Chambers out to center. Picked up there by Jenkins, or make that Oscar Peterson again. They dump it down behind Lobity. 4:10 left, second period, 4-1 hockey game. Houghton with a lead. Now Jackson fires it in. Down low to the corner it goes, or rather along the wall. It's played there by Jenkins. Jenkins fires it in the neutral zone. Medrick cross-ice pass to his line mate. Chambers will fire it in. Picked up there by Houghton. Gremlins bring it up ahead to Forge. DeForge dumps it in. We get a whistle and a stoppage for an icing. 3:50 to go in the middle period, a 4-1 Houghton lead.
Well, kind of an uncharacteristic play there by the Gremlins. Typically, they make a play up into the neutral ice there, and I think he was looking for a guy. But we'll take the icing and a face-off with an opportunity down here offensively now for Sioux High.
To the left of Bryant Lee goes the draw. Jackson down low into the corner. Down and behind the net now. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Sober. Sober looks, trying to find Jackson. Jack Sober in there with Ryan Jackson. There's 3.5 and change left here in the period. Now down and behind the net again. They jostle for the puck. It's Markham going after it. Now back up ahead. Now Houghton tries to clear the puck out. Now it's Sioux High with it. It's going to be Jackson. Jackson to Medrick, a shot, and Lee will hang on to make the save. Stoppage in play, 3:18 to go, middle period, 4-1 hockey game. Faceoff will be to the left of the goaltender, Bryant Lee, as he sees it. And now Sioux High will bring out Randon Blair to take the draw. Avery Wilson on his right. And they have Corson Pace back on the blue line with Medrick. Gagnon out there, the drop of the puck taken there by the Gremlins. Down low in the corner, Pace with a hit on his man. Along the wall, Houghton tries to clear it out. Gagnon holds it in. Gagnon now down into the corner now with the puck. They jostle after it. Avery Wilson. Wilson will lose it. And now picked up there by Sioux High as they will battle after it. Their whistle and a stoppage in play with 2:53 to go. We're going to get a penalty here, it appears. 4-1 Houghton. And Sioux High will go off. Blue Devils will get a penalty here. Randon Blair, and he's not happy about it. The official will have a word with him as well. So Blair will go off for the Blue Devils and Houghton on the power play.
Well, he was giving them a little bit of the lumber over there on the wall. He had him down once and he just kept, I'm guessing it was a cross check on the call there, just looking at what was going on in the play. Something Sioux High does not need right now is a penalty.
14:07, time of the penalty to Randon Blair for Sioux High. Gremlins on the power play up 4-1. Face off to the left of Labadie, back out to the point. They'll tap it down low to Millett. Millett back up top now to Forge. DeForge works in the middle of the ice. Cross check as Boo was right on that. Cross check call to the Blue Devils. And now the Gremlins wrap it around. They score. Millett, a hat trick for him. 5-1.
Just great awareness there by Millett on the power play. He slid all the way across the slot from the weak side to the strong side. The Sioux High player got jammed up along the wall with a Gremlin player there at DeForge. And Millett picked it up and gave it the old, as we call it, Rogers City wraparound and put it in on the short side there on Cam Labadie.
Tough break. Tough break there for that penalty. For Sioux High, and it's Millett with the goal. Millett scores 17. 14:30, time of that goal. 5-1 Houghton. Out to center now, Jack Sober dumps it back out across the neutral zone. Connor Urko has Millett with him. He'll dump it into the right wing corner. Now it's picked up there by Millett. Millett now back out to the point. They'll work it around. There's a shot deflected in. It's knocked away. Loose puck on the rebound. They battle. Labadie hangs on. The save is made as Tegan Tappany with the opportunity there. 1:49 left, second period, 5-1 Houghton.
Tough hill to climb here right now for Sioux High, especially with not getting the offense generated that they need to get some goals here, but you never know. We got a period left. Stranger things have happened in the game of hockey, Dave.
Face off to the right of Labadie as he sees it, as number 11, Jay Hallinan, for the draw, taken there by the Gremlins down and behind the net now. It's Tanner Flax. Flax down in the corner. Chambers now jostling, picked up by Hallinan. Hallinan, tap pass over to Jenkins. Now they send in front, the rebound, Sayin was right there. He had a wide open net, deflected away. Now Cale Bell in the hard around, gets it out to the point, held in there by Hudson Markham. They'll dump it down behind the Sioux High net. Picked up by Cale. Bell, tap pass up ahead to Gorsuch. Left wing side of the neutral zone, fires it down in behind the Houghton goaltender Bryant Lee. Picked up by the Gremlins. They'll dump it out to the neutral zone again. Fired right in by Sioux High. Blue Devils get into the right wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by the Gremlins. Now Houghton loses it. Kennedy back at the Houghton blue line. Fires it in between the circles. Under a minute to go in the second. 5-1 Houghton. And now they'll dump it out again into the Sioux High zone. Go for a line change to the Gremlins. Now it's Cale Bell. Bell in the neutral zone. Loose puck picked up by Garrett Gorsuch. Gorsuch loses the puck. It's fed right back in by Houghton. They'll dump it down behind Lobity. Now it's picked up there by Sioux High. Cale Bell. Now Bell. Stretch pass up the right side. He misses Wood. Wood deflects it into the Houghton zone. Going after it there. Number 17. It's going to be Raffilli. Raffilli now with it. Raffilli tries to get it up ahead. And he'll dump it out the center. And trailing back is going to be Chambers. Chambers up the middle. Misses Kennedy. Deflects it in, down and behind the Houghton net. With 15 seconds left in the period and a 5-1 Houghton lead. Blue Devils with the puck. Avery Wilson. Wilson down and behind the net. Wilson, he'll lose it. 8 seconds left. They'll work the puck down low. Jostling for it. No, 4 seconds to go. 2 seconds. That'll be the end of the second period of play. With the score, the Houghton Gremlins 5-1. They lead the Sioux High Blue Devils in this Division III quarterfinal. It's an uphill climb at the Lakeview for Sioux High. Down 4 goals. 5-1 after 2. We will take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the second period scoring summary and Boo's thoughts on that period. All Houghton so far, 5-1, leading Sioux High after 2. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Blue Devil Hockey on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette after 2 periods of play, Houghton 5 and Sioux High 1. Dave Watson, Mike Boucher here in Marquette, and our broadcast engineer is Boo Hibbard, works our variable resistors for us back at the Radio Sioux Studios just outside the city of Sioux St. Marie. Here's the totals of the second period. 2 goals in that period, both by Houghton and both by Mike Millett, who has a hat trick on the day. He has factored in on every goal here today. He hasn't scored, he has had an assist. Millett would score at the 340 mark, even strength goal, assisting on the goal number 17, Connor Raffilli. And Millett would go up high past Lobity and would make it a 4-1 hockey game. And then on the power play, the second power play of the day, a power play goal rather for the Gremlins, it'd be Millett scoring the goal, Raffilli with the assist again, 14-30, power play goal, and that would make it a 5-1 hockey game. Shots on goal for the period, 13-5 in favor of Houghton. 2 period total right now, 26 for Houghton, and right now 14 for Sioux High. And the young man for the Houghton Gremlins, Bryant Lee, has made 13 saves in the game. 21 for Cam Lobity. He's allowed 5 goals so far. Penalties, 2 and 2. A cross-checking call to Randon Blair for Sioux High in that period. There was 2 penalties called, 1 to each side in that period, I should say. A holding call to Houghton, and that was a penalty to Hudson Markham, and that was at the 6:45 mark of the second period. And the Gremlins are 2 for 2 on the power play, and they have the lead 5-1, trying to punch their ticket to Plymouth for 11 a.m. on Friday. And, well, Boo, we're seeing what the firepower of Houghton has. And we said before, Sioux High had to play a crisp, clean game. Like you said, they forgot to get off the bus. Can't do that against Houghton. They jumped on the early 3-0, and right now they have the 5-1 lead, and this Mike Millett is the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, Dave. We mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast you had to score first, and Houghton has done that, and often. And as a result, it's 5-1 right now, and we're talking about this Millett kid. Not a very big guy. From my other standpoint, I wish he was a little bigger, but he's got good wheels, appears to have a pretty good IQ, and the puck comes to him a lot. But he makes things happen. When he touches the puck, plays happen for Houghton, and I think obviously he's the difference in the game right now. You take him off the ice, and, well, as you said, five goals have been all generated in some fashion by this Michael Mallett from Houghton, the senior. He's a very good hockey player at the high school level for sure. He's really good, and he's been the difference in the hockey game. And Sue hasn't really generated any offensive chances. I did like I've liked this kid a lot this year, just watching him. He's got a very good IQ. Needs to work on a few, as you mentioned, fundamental things. But he is a junior. His course of pace for the Sue. There was one sustained one that I really remember. One sustained offensive threat by the Sioux, and it was because Pace went in and pinched on the board from his defensive position instead of just staying back and backing out and letting him have a breakaway. He went running in there and had good puck support from to cover him at the point, and the puck stayed in, and somebody got a shot off it, generated right in front of the net. It might have been Wood and or Wilson, sorry, Avery Wilson, and he fired it over the top of the goal. But other than that, not a lot of sustained pressure by the Sioux. They're chasing it a little bit, but I attribute that to Houghton's speed and that one offensive line. For Houghton has the puck a lot, and they make plays happen when they do. And as a result, Michael Mallett's got a three spot on the board himself, and it's 5-1 Houghton Gremlins.
5-1 is the score. Houghton with the lead over Sioux High as they lead here at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette against the Sioux High Blue Devils. 5-1 here. Winner moves on to play either Alpena or the Bay Area Reps, 11 a.m., and that will be on in Plymouth coming up at Friday at 11 a.m. Riverview Gabriel Richards in the other half of the bracket taking on Cranbrook today. East Grand Rapids is hosting Orchard Lake St. Mary's in the Furniture City at the Patterson Ice Rink in Grand Rapids as well. The winners of those three games will meet, and right now it's looking like Houghton will be the fourth team, or the first team in, I should say, the top-ranked team in Division III. There's still a chance, though. You know, stranger things has happened, as Boo said, but they're certainly going to need the world to be altered here in this third period, because they're down 5-1 and up against it against the top team in Division III. The Laker women's basketball, 48-16 at the half. Lakers struggled for the field in that first half of play, shooting a very low percentage, and a 15% was what they shot. And they're down by a lot to Wisconsin Parkside. That game over on News Talk 1400. The men's game will follow. The Laker men make it to the GLIAC semis in Northern Hossa. I'm going to be back here in Marquette next Saturday because the Pocket Rockets gone for hockey, and I told the boys that I'm available if Steve Hennigan's team wins in the quarterfinals on Wednesday. Wednesday night we'll have, of course, girls basketball here against Escanaba, and the Moose will be at the Coop and for the Laker men's game there. And no, that's not the Butler Bulldogs Moose. Settle down. And it's Laker men's basketball. You know, he'll be looking for Brad Stevens there at the Coop on Wednesday, as of course the proud Butler Bulldog alum he is, as the Laker men will be in the GLIAC against whoever. We'll find out after today. But it's 5-1 here. Houghton leads Sioux High. We will take a break, and let's see here. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back here to the Lakeview. 5-1 Gremlins here on 1230 WSOO. Back at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette, it's 5-1. Houghton leads Sioux High in this Division III quarterfinal game. Winner moves on to Plymouth at 11 a.m. in the semifinals of the USA Arena on Friday morning, a late morning game. That'll be the first semifinal. Other half of the bracket will meet at 1:30, I believe, in that neighborhood, as the winner of this game will take on the winner of Alpena and the Bay Area Reps, playing in the Alpine Village right now in Gaylord. And that will be the first game on Friday. And of course, Orchard Lake St. Mary's East Grand Rapids winner will get Riverview Gabriel Richard Cranbrook winner as well in the second game of the D3 pairings on Friday. D2 will be on Thursday, and then D3 and D1 are on Friday, and then the three state championships on Saturday. And right now, the Blue Devils up against it, down 5-1 to the number one ranked team here in the state in Division III. We're seeing why. Houghton, best goaltender they have in the state, Bryant Lee. And Mike Millett is one of the best players I've seen so far this year, Boo.
Yeah, he's, like I said, for the next level, I'd like to see him a little bigger, but he skates well enough, maybe enough to get him to the next level in his career. And he's got really good stick skill. And watching him out here, he's got a pretty good hockey IQ also. So he's got kind of the package deal here. And that whole line's pretty good for Houghton. When he's not going, you got the DeForge kid and the Arcole kid that are pretty good. The rest of the team, I mean, they're just steady. You know what I mean? Nothing flashy, but this one line can dominate you if you let them run around the rink on you. And
puck
they've
drop
done it all day.
Puck drop here. And the other thing that impresses me about Millett, Suhai's done a really nice job all season of shutting down the best player in the other team down. And Millett has been the story today with 3 goals and 2 assists here in this one. He factored in all 5 goals. Gremlins now try to clear the puck out. They cannot. Suhai holds it in. It goes well wide of the net. Down in behind the Blue Devil net. Comes out to the right wing side. They fail to clear it out again. Picked up there by Houghton. It's played by Kreipke. Kreipke out the center. Across the neutral zone. Avery Wilson goes after it. Or in the Blue Devils, rather, of course, and Pace, I should say. Now Pace, tap pass up ahead, Wilson. Wilson out the center, knocked away there by Hudson Markham, and they'll fire it into the zone again, dump right back out by Suhai, just underway. We played nearly a minute of this third period. 5-1 the score. Suhai trailing Houghton. And now it comes back out to the blue line. Kennedy. Kennedy is there. Kennedy fires it down in the Gremlin zone again. Wyatt Jenkins fails to clear it out. Now it's brought up there by Cooper Leonard, and he'll dump it down in behind Lobity. We get a whistle and an icing call. Faceoff back in the Houghton zone. 15:49 to go here in this period. As the Blue Devils will take on the Gremlins here in the faceoff to the right of Markham, or the goaltender, I should say Lee. Back out to the point. There's a shot deflected wide. Goes down low into the corner. Picked up there along the wall. Dunbar now loses it. And now it's picked up by Houghton. Now it's going to be Kreipke. Kreipke up ahead now. Tips it up to Millett. Noah Millett will fire it into the Suhai zone. Another icing call. 15:32 to go here in the third. And a faceoff back down to the Gremlins end. Blue Devils now will change up the line. Bryant Lee will see the faceoff to his left. Ryan Jackson now for the draw. He has Eli Hills to his left, Camp Gagnon to the right. Cade Esrich back on the blue line with Jay Dunbar. Now for the draw, taken there by Tanner Flax. Flax clears it out, knock out. Here comes Arco walking right in. There's a chance to make that number 15, I should say, DeForge. Now a wraparound chance, and the save is made by Lobity. And that time it was Arco on the wraparound, and Cam able to cover up. 15:18 left third period, 5-1 Gremlins. Dave Watson, Mike Boucher here at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Broadcast engineer Boo Hibbard working our variable resistors for us. Back at the Radio Sioux Studios, just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Now for the drop of the puck, Hallinan down up behind the Suhai net. Blue Devils will play it from there. They'll try to get it up ahead. Avery Wilson, tap pass now moving in random. Blair is a man to his right. It's Chambers down and behind the Gremlin net over to the right wing corner. They're rolling up top now. Picked up there by Randon. Randon Blair fires it back down and behind the net. Now Avery Wilson with it there. Now Wilson. Wilson now cycles the puck down low. Down and behind the net. It's picked up by Houghton. Now it's going to be Medrick. He'll feather it in front. Comes out to the point. Cale Bell is there. Now Bell sends it in front. Goes off the back of the net. Picked up by the Gremlins. We get a delay penalty call here. And a penalty to Avery Wilson and the Blue Devils with 14:42 to go here in the third.
I think he's taking them both off here, Dave. They were kind of jostling in front of that net. Yeah.
You're right. Jack Rudak will go off with Wilson, offsetting calls.
They were kind of leg wrestling there in front of the net, and and he blew the whistle, so I kind of figured they were both going.
Scissor kicks.
Yeah, something.
14:42 to go here in the third. Gorsuch with the draw.
And now faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender. Bryant Lee taken by Sioux High in the slot. Woods shot deflected by Hudson Markham. Goes back down to behind the net. Picked up there by Jenkins. He'll clear the zone. Blue Devils trail back after it. Cale Bell in his own zone. Deflected pass to Garrett Gorsitz. 14:25 left third period. 5-1 the score. Houghton with a lead here in this Division III quarterfinal. Tap pass up ahead. Misses everybody. And it will go down and behind Bryant Lee for an icing call. 14:13 to go. Here in the third and a 5-1 Gremlin lead. As the Houghton Gremlins led the faceoff back to the right of the goaltender, Cam Lobbity, as he sees it. Now Nick Wood will go off the ice. Sioux High now on the drop of the puck. Random Blair, Blue Devils get it back out to center. Trailing back with the puck, Raffilli, he's had a good game. Fires it down low, right wing corner. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Now fired around on the hard around. Now it's picked up there by DeForge. He'll dump it down. And it's played there by the Blue Devils. They'll fire it back out to center. It's going to be Krapke with it in his own zone. He'll dump it the length of the ice. And that's an icing call at 13:46 to go here in the third and a 5-1 Houghton lead. Faceoff will be to the right of the goaltender Bryant Lee as he sees it. Micah Stipich is in his first year at the helm of the Houghton hockey program. Took over for Corey Markham, who was the coach for a long, long time in Houghton. Much success to him. He, of course, stepped down, retired after last year. There's a shot kicked away by Bryant Lee, and it's cleared off the dashers. Back out to center, across the neutral zone. Of course, that Houghton team was loaded last year, lost in the semifinals. A lot of people didn't know what they'd have. Look, oh, loose puck in front, a wide open net, and Random Blair tried to get it, and it goes wide, and there's a delay penalty call coming here as Chambers was dumped to the ice at the side of the net, and the goaltender, Lee, went for the Sunday stroll and slipped the puck out in front without him being in it, and the Gremlins will go to the penalty box. Hallinen will go off for roughing.
If there's ever a good penalty in hockey, Dave, I believe that was a good penalty taken by number 11, Hallinen, because otherwise Chambers got an empty net and a chance to score in the empty net there when Lee got trapped there down on the side of the goal. So now Sioux High on the power play here for 2 minutes.
Third period penalty. Holding call for 2 minutes to Hallinen. 3:37 time of the penalty. Sioux High on the power play. 13:22 left here in this period. They did get 1 second off in the drop of the puck. They'll do it again. And now it's taken by Millett. Millett gets into the point, held in. There's a shot kicked away with a stick by Bryant Lee up and out of play. Came from the point from Corson Pace. We'll do it all over again. Face off to the left. Good crowd for the Sioux. I saw your old compadre there. Terry Gates is here, the silver mullet.
Oh,
doorbell.
Yeah, Terry Gates. Yep.
Yeah. And drop of the puck over to the left wing corner, right wing corner now. Garrett Gorsuch. Now down Random Blair. Blair tries to get it in front. Gorsuch cycles it. They lose it, and the Gremlins have it on the PK. Krapke out to the point. Chambers holds it in for Sioux High. Chambers, middle of the ice, back out to the left point. Bell is there. Bell tap pass down low, deflected away, and Krapke on the PK will clear it the length of the ice and behind Lobbity. 12:40 to go here in the third, and a minute 15 left in the penalty on Hallinen. And a 5-1 Gremlin lead, Sioux High on the power play. They'll dump it in pace. Now it's picked up by the Gremlins off the dashers. It's shot the length of the ice by DeForge. And Sioux High goes after it. Jay Dunbar along with Millett in there, down and behind the net. Now Dunbar jostling for it as Jay will battle, as a battle with Mike Millett, as two Blue Devils in there, Cale Bell as well. Bell picks it up down and behind the net. Now Cale Bell, tap pass, misses his man. Gorsuch comes across the blue line. Garrett gets it back and pops it into the left corner. And now Houghton on the PK clears to the length of the ice. 35 seconds left in the penalty on Hallinen. And now Sioux High will bring it up ahead. Blue Devils will circle back. Dunbar with 11:50 to go in the hockey game. And a 5-1 Gremlin lead. Now they dump it in. Ryan Jackson gives chase down low in the corner. Jackson goes after it. Jackson tries to send it in front. Kennedy was there, and Nick Wood. Wood shot right into Bryant Lee. He'll cover up. Good opportunity there for Nick Wood and the Blue Devils. On the power play, it remains 5-1 Gremlins. 11:41 left here in the third. Faceoff will be to the left of Lee as he sees it. Jack Sand for the draw. Now he's kicked out of there. Connor Arco, he'll lose it. Picked up by Raffilli, and now he'll dump at the length of the ice. Down in behind the Suhai net. Picked up there by the Blue Devils. Now Suhai heads up ice. Now it's Cade Estrich. Estrich up the left wing wall. All in across the neutral zone. It's shot in there. Picked up there by Raffilli. Raffilli back down and behind the net. Raffilli now out to center. Misses his man on the pass. Goes down and behind the net for an icing call on Labadie. Or in behind Labadie, I should say. 11:16 to go, third period. Faceoff to the left of Bryant Lee as he sees it. Brandon Blair for the draw. And now the drop of the puck goes to Houghton down to behind the net. Gremlins now full strength. Suhai now back out to the point. Corson Pace moving in. Pace now along the wall. Feathers it in front. Nobody home. Comes out to the point. Medrick a chance. It goes wide. Now Pace again. 5-1 Houghton. Pace sends it in front. Blair is there. Shot goes wide. Chambers holds it in. Now Wilson overskates it. Random Blair down on behind the net. Avery picks it up. Now Wilson down on behind the net. Now wrap around. Blair fed it in front. Nobody home. Chambers holds it in. Over to the right corner. Now it's chopped out to the point. Medrick. Cross ice pass. Pace. Pace with the puck. Corson's shot is blocked. Cooper Leonard it went off of. And then Pace dumps it down on behind the net. And now the Gremlins fail to clear it out. And they finally get it to center. Shot in by Tappany. Shot right back in by the Blue Devils. Just wide of Lee. Down low into the left corner. It's fired out to the neutral zone. Leonard will backhand it all the way down for an icing call. 10:20 to go in the third. Good movement of the puck by Suhai. Down 5-1 here in the third. They'll get the faceoff in the Gremlins' end.
Yeah, a couple opportunities there, Dave. They had a man wide open in front. Just miscued. Failed to execute it. And then a couple shots from the point. But nothing to show for it.
For the draw, Garrett Gorsuch. Gorsuch now to the right of Lee. Now Wood will take over. Wood and Millett. Now for the draw, Nick Wood. Nick Wood loses it, and now they retreat in behind the net. Kripke on the left wing side goes up into the bench area. We get a stoppage in play with 10-12 to go in the third, and a 5-1 Houghton lead. Dave Watson, Mike Boucher at the Lakeview Arena in Marquette. Houghton, a top-ranked team in D3. Right now with a four-goal lead. Jumped on Suhai early with a 3-0 lead in the first. And the Blue Devils just have not been able to garner anything from there. Now from the drop of the puck, Blue Devils in between the circles. Comes out to the point, Dunbar. Dunbar feeds it down low, left wing corner along the wall. Picked up by Kennedy. Now Gorsuch taps it down and behind Bryant Lee, and it's feathered all the way down the ice, lofted down, and on Labadie, who will hang on. Puck slipped away from him, but the whistle already blew. 9:54 to go in the third, and a 5-1 Houghton lead.
There really hasn't been a lot of shots in this period, Dave.
No.
It's been kind of neutralized play, a little end zone around the walls, and yeah, for either team.
No. Three for Houghton, and three for Suhai, to your point. Face off to the left of Labadie, drop of the puck down and behind the Blue Devil net now. Houghton jostling after it. Tanner Flax is in there with the Blue Devil player. They're really whacking pretty good. That's Dunbar now up to the top. There's a shot, Rudak, and it goes wide of the net. Now they go after it. It's Jack Sand trying to get to it. Now Sand trying to get it back to the point. They do. There's a shot, deflects wide of the net. They feed it in front. Labadie with a big save. Loose puck, lays in the blue paint, and they knock it away. Blue Devils try to get it out. Now Suhai across the neutral zone. They'll walk out the center. And now Cale Bell will dump it down. He'll feed it down and behind the Houghton net. Now it's picked up there by Oscar Peterson. Peterson loses it. Picked up there by Houghton. And they'll play it off the Dashers. Played there by Oscar Peterson again. Peterson loses it. Nick Wood will feed it right back out to center. Now it's picked up by Corson Pace moving in. Now Pace dumps it down and behind Bryant Lee. And now the Gremlins with it there. Delay penalty call coming here on Sioux High. 8:52 to go. Roughing call here in the third. Penalty on the Blue Devils. Looks like Cam Gagnon going off.
Definitely what you don't need at this stage of the
game.
But looking at it, it was a little weak call there, Dave. There two guys went into the Gremlin player behind the net, and he called them on the ref. Unless there was something we couldn't see from up here, maybe it punched him or something. But
face off to the left of Lobity as he sees it from the draw. Houghton gets it back in between the circles. It's cleared out by Sioux High in the PK. Comes out to the blue line. They chop at it. Estridge gets it to center. 8:40 to go in the third. 5-1. Houghton with the lead. There's Millett around the D trying to get in. There's a shot from the side and a whistle. And a stoppage in play. Lobity was there. And 8:33 to go in the third. 1:41 left in the penalty on Gagnon. 5-1 Houghton. Dave Watson, Mike Boucher at the Lakeview Arena Marquette for Blue Devil Hockey in the Division III quarterfinals. Broadcast engineer Boo Hibbard working our variable resistors back at the Radio Sioux studios just outside the city of Sault Ste. Marie. Winner moves to Plymouth on Friday in the 11 a.m. semifinal. Now over to the left point, there's a shot. They score! Goes underneath. Lobity was screened. 6-1. Another power play goal. For the Houghton Gremlins. Time of that goal will be 10:35. Deflected in, we'll have to get the totals in a moment. Another power play goal, they've had three today. Sioux High doesn't give up a lot of power play goals. They've given up three on this afternoon here in this quarterfinal. Now from the drop of the puck, Chambers dumps it in, 6-1 Houghton. Gremlins are gonna move on here. Hallinan. 10:35. Hallinan with the goal, Sioux High brings it in. They get it in front, knocked away. Jay Hallinan scores for the Houghton Gremlins. Three power play goals on the day for Houghton. And now it's shot in by the Gremlins. It's Tappany. He'll dump it down and behind Lobity. Picked up by the Blue Devils. 6-1 Houghton. 7:45 to go. Gremlins certainly showing why they're the number one ranked team in Division III and why they deserve to be in Plymouth. And they are going to be a tough out. Oscar Peterson brings it up ahead. He'll get the winner of the Bay Area Reps in Alpena. And now Peterson dumps it down low into the corner into the right wing side. Whistle. Houghton lost in overtime last year to the semifinals to East Grand Rapids, who lost to Flint Powers for the D3 championship. And a heartbreaker down in Plymouth. And they look to try to right the ship there on Friday at 11 a.m. either against Alpena or Bay Area Reps. And I think they'd have to be as favored as they were in this game going into that game. No disrespect to either Alpena or the Bay Area Reps. They are problematic opponent, no question about it. Millett is a tremendous hockey player. Like Boo said, that first line is something else. The goaltender is tremendous. Drop of the puck. And everybody knows their role on this team, from all accounts. Dumped in, there's another penalty coming up here. And a delay call on Sioux High. Blue Devils going off. They're starting to lose their head a little bit, getting frustrated. And I think that was Estridge. Cade will go off, another penalty. And they're starting to get frustrated. So Cade will go off. 10:52 time of that penalty here in the third. Well, the Gremlins today are three for three on the power play. So we'll see if they go four for four. Face off to the right of Labadie. Against Sioux High's PK has been really good all year, but they haven't faced the firepower that they've seen today.
No, they execute well with this line with Millett, Arco, and DeForge. And then they got some good casts on the defensive core here too. So
now he'll dump it down low. Estrich. Ooh, called it a five-minute major for Neen. That was inexcusable. There's no excuse for that. And now down low, I didn't think he needed to do that. Now Millett scores four goals. Four for four on the power play. 7-1.
Well, the bad part here, Dave, is it's a 5 minutes, so they can score as many times as they can in five minutes.
Good point. We might be out of here fast.
Yeah.
Does it? they get it to eight. Good night, Irene. We're done.
And I don't know that it's a six goal game here. I think that three right off the hop got them under the
9:35 time of that other goal, and then now rather. That one was 10:35. This one's 11:14 time of that goal for Millett and Houghton. He has four goals on the day, four for four on the power play as well as Houghton. And they're up 7-1. Now back out to the left point. They score two more goals in the frame under 6:13. We're out of here. Eight-goal mercy rule. And it's the 7-1 Houghton lead. Face off to the right of Labadie as he sees it. Blue Devils will send Kennedy for the draw. Tremendous year for Sioux High. They really, you know, came together, especially after the start of the new year. Kennedy dumps it down. And it really started in Big Rapids after that East Side loss, the East Side Stars. You know, they beat Jackson Lumen Christie. Tied Warren D. LaSalle, who was upset by Port Huron Northern earlier this week. Offsides. Faceoff will come back down to the neutral zone. Play very well in their showcases. They were tremendous at home. They didn't lose at the Big Bear Arena this year. And they were very good at home. And just a really good year for Sioux High Hockey. Rick Mackey and his coaching staff able to get this team on the right track this year.
Yeah, just kind of ran into a buzzsaw today.
Yeah.
Dave, and it slow start didn't help. And the Michael Millett show came to the top here, and that's kind of been the story.
Yeah, now the Gremlins. Hudson Markham, he has a goal. Shot block goes into the corner. 5 minute major on Escherts. It's down to 3:20 on that one. Back up top, Markham. Tap pass will work it around to Kripke. Now there's a shot in the slot. It didn't get through traffic. Now they try to clear it in front. Up and out of play into the netting with 5:19 to go here in the third. 3:11 left on the Estrich. Major penalty, a five-minute major. And a 7-1 Houghton lead.
He's coming right back out with his power play. Up 7-1. I don't know if he's trying to close the game out early, but... that's not a good thing in junior hockey.
No.
Bring your power play up when you're 7-1.
Yeah. Now back out to the point. And there's a shot right into Labadie. And a stoppage in play. Ooh, is head coach Micah Stipich has, of course, his top line out there. Millett has four goals on the day. Up 7-1 on the power play here. You go ahead and draw your own conclusions. Now Millett, there's a shot in the backhand. It's cleared out all the way down and behind the goaltender, Bryant Lee. DeForge drops it off. And now Raffelli brings it up ahead now to Millett. Millett, long pass deflected. Sioux High with it. Blue Devils Dunbar plays it off the dashers. Millett at his own blue line. Millett on the backhand brings it up ahead to Raffelli. 7-1 Gremlins, 4:40 left. Now there's a shot. Poke checked away by the goaltender, Labadie. comes out to the point. At the trail back forward to the Gremlins. Trailing back is Jace DeForge. Now DeForge brings it up ahead of Rafilli. Rafilli now will bring it up ahead. And now he'll trail back. Now Rafilli with the puck. And now they'll work it on the left side of the ice. Up ahead now to Brody Donnelly, who dumps it on the hard around. Down behind Lobany. 4:10 to go. 2 minutes left in the Estrits. Major penalty. 5-minute major. Down and behind the Houghton net. Comes out to the left side of the right side of the ice. Sober tried to clear it. Comes back down. Kale Bell. Bell with it. He'll retreat down and behind the net. Try to bring it up ahead. Misses Chambers on that pass. Leonard lets it go. Or make it Bryant Lee. Lee leaves it for Hudson Markham. Markham brings it up ahead. Now Markham out to center. Markham now dumps it down. He'll feed it down low to the left wing corner along the wall. Now it's picked up there by the Gremlins. Now out to the left point. Tap pass over. Excuse me, though. Get it back. Down low. And now it's fed out there out to center. Rafilli moving in. Now Rafilli feeds it in front. Nobody home. Now it's down low, or rather right wing side of the ice. Arco with 3:10 to go. Tap pass right side in the slot. Arco is there. His shot, and Lobity hangs on with 3:08 left. A minute left in the major, 5-minute major to Estrich. 7-1, Houghton with the lead. Here in this first period of play, or third period of play. Don't forget the Prof 3 stars coming up at the end of the game. Boo's working on that right now. I think it's going to be all Houghton. And we'll have to ask our board of directors. Down and behind the net. Here come the Gremlins. Up the right wing side, DeForge. DeForge sends it in front, deflected in on Lobany, and the save is made by Lobany. 2:47 left, third period. 39 seconds left in the penalty on Cade Estritz. A 5-minute major. A lot of the crowd starting to file out to the exits here. Some of them, at least. Get a beat on the trip home. Up to the Copper Country. It'll be a happy trip. And the folks from Sault Ste. Marie will make the trek east on M28. Back to the Sioux and area. Now it's picked up there by the Gremlins at the left point. Save made by Lobity with 2:36 left. Blue Devils able to beat Manistique and Marquette in this tournament. Both at home, they're able to play in the Olympic rink at the Big Bear Arena. And able to play here in the Lakeview Arena. First time in the quarterfinals in a while. Now they'll dump it down and behind the net. First time since they've changed the format too, which I like a lot better. Used to be pre-regionals, regionals, and they stretched it out. They took a week out. And so you get the regionals done in a week and a half, and then you go to the quarterfinals, and after the quarters you go straight to the semis. I like that a lot better. They dumped it out the center now. Gremlins with it. Jack Sain. He had to go through two pre-regional games and then the regional final. And then the quarterfinal, and then two semifinal games. So they cut out the pre-regional, went right to a regional. Now we're going to have a delay penalty call here. Looks like against the Houghton Gremlins with 1:55 to go. And Estritz is out of the penalty box, by the way. 7-1, Houghton with the lead. Nope, they're going to send a Blue Devil off. And a penalty to Sioux High, Dunbar.
I think you're right on that, Dave. The last time Sioux High got out of the quarters was right here on this rink against the same Houghton Gremlins.
Yep.
And they went on to make the state finals.
The 2 years in a row they beat Ray Bryce and the Gremlins here.
That's right.
And, of course, our nephew Jake Shoup was a goaltender on that team. And that was 2 years in a row that they made it there. Actually, that's the last time they won the quarterfinal. Last time they played it, they played Hancock here. I want to say it would have been 2016, and it would have been that crew, that same crew, Jake Shoup and them, their senior year. They lost in the quarters to Hancock here.
Okay.
Dunbar with the penalty a moment ago. And now the Gremlins power play goes to work up 7-1. They'll try to feed it in front. Right wing corner it goes. Now roll it up top with it for Houghton. Keegan Tappany. Tappany. Backhand pass. Markham sends it in the left wing corner. There's a shot. Did Ray Bryce ever play college hockey? Did he play at Tech?
Yes,
he did play at Tech. Yep. Okay.
Played for the Sioux Eagles when they were in the North American League and then played at Tech. He's playing some pro hockey right now.
Okay.
Minor pro.
He is a heck of a hockey player. Certainly is. And they clear it down and behind Bryant Lee. Playing lackadaisical with the puck there. Just over a minute to go. 7-1. Gremlins in the lead. They dump it down in behind Lobity. Picked up by Suhai. They'll fire it in all the way down the ice. Lee lets it go under a minute to go. And submitted on the Dunbar penalty, which is a formality. Houghton with the puck. This is Trevor Erva. Erva brings it up the left side over to Oscar Peterson. Now Peterson moves in, weaves through traffic. A shot high and wide goes into the right corner. 38 seconds left of the season for Suhai. Gremlins will trail back with the puck. Jack Rudak has it there. Rudak dumps it off to Sand. 28 seconds left. Suhai with the puck at the point. Now it's going to be Sober. Sober fires it into the left wing side. Gremlins with it. 20 seconds to go. Clock ticking down. And the Gremlins are going to win this hockey game here as they will move on and they will take on the winner of the Bay Area Reps and Alpena coming up on Friday. Down to 2 seconds. Clock ticks down and the Houghton Gremlins win this one. No doubt about it. 7-1 as they win this game over the Suhai Blue Devils. Houghton 7 and the Suhai Blue Devils 1. We'll come back on the postgame show. We'll come back with the prop three stars as well. And Boo and I will come back to wrap this puppy up here at the Lakeview Arena. 7-1, Suhai as they fall to Houghton. The Houghton Gremlins 7 and the Suhai Blue Devils 1. We're back in 2 minutes here on 1230 WSOO. Well, the Hockey Blue Devils season came to an end here at the Lakeview Arena here in Marquette in this Division III quarterfinal. Time for the final stats of the game, and I'll just run it by real quick. It was a big day for Mike Maletti. He had 4 goals on the day. Connor Arco had a tally as well. The Gremlins jumped out to a 3-0 lead. Suhai scored a first period goal from Cade Estrich. But it was all Gremlins here. They were 4-for-4 on the power play, and Millett would score in this contest 4 goals and have an assist, 2 assists as well in the game as the Gremlins move on to the win by the score of 7-1 over the Suhai Blue Devils here in this one. They outshot Suhai 39-19, and Cade Estrich, the lone goal at the 15:01 mark of that first period of play, and it was all Houghton, a uphill battle. Safe travels, Richie. Rich Rath heading back as the Blue Devils fall 7-1 here in this one. It is now time for the prop three stars of the game, brought to you by Prof Sports at podcast.1230wsoo.com. All archived Blue Devil broadcasts and coaches' corners produced and delivered by yours truly can be found at Prof Sports at podcast.1230wsoo.com. And Mikey Boo's with us again, and Boo Boo, our three stars. I'll let you go ahead and talk about them, starting with the prof third star.
Third star for the game today, and we're gonna, we got. I mean, there's no.
It's all Houghton.
Yeah, absolutely. There was no no way around it. I would think third star tonight or this afternoon from Houghton, number 19, Connor Arco, was a really a going concern early on. Kind of faded a little bit throughout the game, but. Had a goal, I'm sure a couple assists in there, and was on that top line with the guy we'll talk about here in a minute, Michael Millett. So our third star is Connor Arco from the Houghton Gremlins. Second star tonight or this afternoon again is the goaltender for Bryant Lee for the Houghton Gremlins. Didn't get a lot of I would call it grade A's, but when he did have to make the save, he was there, and I guess he's shown why he's ranked as a top goalie in Michigan high school hockey this year. So he's our second star. Bryant Lee from the Gremlin Houghtons. Houghton Gremlins. Let me get that right there, tongue twister, guys. And then first star tonight, I mean, you couldn't go with anybody else.
No.
I mean, there's absolutely no way around it.
Scored most of the goals, factored in almost on all of them.
Well, it was like his show out here today. He brought the circus to town and then ran the circus. So that's Michael Millett from the Houghton Gremlins. He had four goals, two assists in a 7-1 victory. That's a pretty good afternoon of work for a hockey player. He's a nice little hockey player. Got some good speed. He's got good stick skill. As I said, maybe at the next level, I'd like to see him a little bigger. But in today's hockey game, he may be a pretty effective hockey player. So he's going to be somebody that people look at. He's a nice little hockey player. And again, first star for the Houghton Gremlins, Michael Millett, with four goals, two assists in a 7-1 victory for the Houghton Gremlins.
Those are your Prof three stars of the game, brought to you by Prof Sports at podcast.1230wso.com. All Blue Devil broadcasts and archived coaches' corners that yours truly does can be found there. Time for our next game preview. Sioux High Boys basketball will be in the Division II regional semifinals in Munising, and they'll take on the Kingsford Flivers on Tuesday nights around 7 o'clock. It will be either the Pocket Rocket or a feed from the Kingsford broadcast crew, and we'll have that for you Tuesday. I can't make it to Munising on Tuesday. We'll have Sioux High girls basketball on Wednesday in the district semifinals in District 33. Sioux High will take on Escanaba. Tip-off show will come your way at 5:45 on Radio Sioux. Ray Bell and yours truly with a call from the Sioux High gym. Time for our season-ending comments, with this being our final broadcast of the season here. And, of course, thank yous and acknowledgments. Thanks to Sioux High Athletic Director Pat Bennett, Tammy Graham, and her staff at the Big Bear Arena. They set up hardwire internet for us, which was huge in that facility, and we appreciate that. Tammy and her staff, tremendous, as they always are, and we appreciate Tammy Graham and the Big Bear Arena. All the road ice arenas we've been to, including Alex Tizio and the Marquette Athletic Department here, and the folks here at the Lakeview Arena, and, of course, including the Howe Arena in Traverse City and the Kennedy Rec Center for the MIHL Prep Showcase in Trenton as well. Sioux High head hockey coach Rick Mackey making himself available for interviews when we do ask him. And he also came on Coach's Corner a couple times this year. Pocket Rocket, Matt Pocket, for filling in for me when I needed and making schedule adjustments and scheduling broadcast engineers as well. And these are moving parts here, and of course, weather and various things, and the Pocket Rocket really did a good job for us. Mark Santangelo for taking care of any paperwork needs that needs to be done for the postseason broadcast as well. Rick Big Daddy Corbier for being our hockey analyst for a couple games. Matt Arbick did a game with us earlier this year. And Ray Bell, and of course, Mikey Boo with us here. Mike Boucher for us today. Coral Howe, Sovereign Communications Chief Engineer. Mike Spooler, our IT Director for Sovereign Communications. Coral takes care of any equipment needs and we need. Spools handles our audio quality and makes sure it's at a high level. Broadcast engineers, Frank Blissett, Walter Anderson, Tiffany Stratton, and today, Boo Hibbard. And they have all done a great job for us. To the Sioux High seniors on this Sioux High hockey team this year, as the Blue Devils have quite a few seniors on this team, and we wish them all the best of luck, including Mike Bontrager, Drew Adair, Avery, I believe Avery Wilson's a junior. They have him listed as a senior. They have him listed as a senior here. Kale Bell is just a junior. Cade Estrich is a senior for Sioux High. Garrett Gorsuch is a senior. Odin Medrick, Jay Dunbar, Ethan Chambers came from the Sioux AAAs, was outstanding this year, as did Cam Lobity coming back. We wish those guys all the best in their future endeavors, as they were tremendous Blue Devils here throughout the course of the season, and we certainly thank them this season. Now to our advertisers that you hear for Sioux High Sports throughout the course of the year, and of course they have football, boys and girls basketball, hockey, and baseball and softball in the spring when we have a chance to do those games on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOO. And include Hunt Maintenance, that's Hunt Maintenance, All-in-One Fitness, Tri-County Building Center, Island Books and Crafts, Madigan Pingator Insurance, Gaylor Thompson, Central Savings Bank, Anytime Towing, O'Connor's, Reed Metals, and Skinner's. Without those folks, we would not be able to bring you these games throughout the course of the season. Final thoughts on the season. A great Blue Devil hockey season it was. Much success getting to a regional, winning a regional final. Just came up short against a really good Houghton team here today in the quarterfinals. The best team I've seen all season. Many great moments. Great crowds filled the Big Bear Arena for two games against Manistique and Marquette. They just ran into a team, the best team in the state in Division III in the Houghton Gremlins, and they certainly are the prohibitive favorite for me going into Plymouth next week from what I've seen here today. But it doesn't take away from the accomplishments of this Sioux High hockey team. Before we close up shop, Boo, your final thoughts on the overall season.
Well, I can, you know, attribute to that. I watched them play a lot this season at home mainly, and didn't make a lot of road games. I would like to got down to Trenton because they played a great won a great game down there and played another, that Gabriel Richard team that you mentioned, and losing 1-0 to them, but had a great season. As you said, I didn't see them lose a game, and I don't think they did on home ice, so had a great season there. There was some, as you mentioned, the seniors, and we wish them well. Garrett Garsuch and such, those guys have been around for a few years and had successful careers at Sioux High, and hopefully they'll move on, and maybe some will move on in hockey or some other sport, or just hit college. And but they'll never forget their days. I mean, I still look back once in a while. We get talking with guys on playing in this game right here 2 years in a row when I was at Sioux High, and it comes back. It's just memories you'll take with you your whole life, and hopefully you learn something for off ice, obviously, as well as on ice for that. And that's the main takeaway from sports in general, right, Dave? Like the very minute percentage makes it to professional sports, and the ones that do are there's maybe a little bit of privilege there, and some when I say that, they're overly talented. So obviously a great season for Sioux High, and I enjoyed watching them all year. They were fun to watch, and some great players out there, and wish they could have went a little farther, but as you said, we ran into a team here today that they had a line, but they had a couple guys on the back end too that were really effective for the Houghton Gremlins. So congratulations to them, and wish them luck down at Plymouth. At least another UP team gets down there and gets a chance to buy for a state title, and they got a good shot at it.
Oh, they're going to be very difficult down there. Thanks, Boo, for coming over. We certainly appreciate it, as Mike Boucher was with us here today as our hockey analyst. You have been listening to Blue Devil Hockey on the official radio home of Sioux High Athletics, 1230 WSOL. From our partner, Mike Boucher, today's broadcast engineer has been Boo Hibbard. I'm Dave Watson, saying the final score from the Lakeview Arena in Marquette in the Division III quarterfinals, it was the Houghton Gremlins 7 and the Sioux High Blue Devils 1. Season's over for Blue Devil hockey. That will do it for now. Until next time, we are out of here.